It's time for Lebanon Valley College Women's Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Voice Ring of PA, and Lebanon Valley College. Now, let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome out to the Arnold Sports Complex in Annville. It's the Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship game tonight. It is Lebanon Valley College at 23-3, 13-1 in the conference against Widener, 18-8, 10-4 in the conference. But these two teams split the regular season. And Brian Kaiser, that's what makes this matchup so interesting. These two teams match up very similar.
They are very similar teams. Going to be very interesting how this game plays out. And one of the things that jumps out at me statistically is some of the numbers that you see for Widener show what type of a team they are. They are a team that gets a lot of steals. They're a team that rebounds very well. But they also have committed the 16th most fouls per game in the entire Division III. So they're going to be in your face. And the old adage with officiating in championship games many times is let the players determine the game, and whistles tend to go more in the pocket. That plays to the hands of Widener. The thing that doesn't play to their hands is the fact that LVC, they're going to have the home crowd. This place is going to be rocking. I really felt that the home crowd against Elizabethtown in the semifinal game was a big advantage for them as they made that big push in the second half to knock out the Blue Jays.
All right, Brian talks with head coach Todd Goklowski when we come back. It's the pregame show, LVC and Widener women's basketball. The Commonwealth Conference Championship returns after this on WMSS.
The Wig and Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical, Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Are back on the pregame show alongside of Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Goklowski. Coach, this is what you play for the entire season. One of the team's goals, I'm sure, coming in was winning the Commonwealth Conference Championship, and you get to host it here on the home floor. Talk about how big this is for the team going into a game like this, a championship for the fifth straight year.
Well, thanks for having me on the program. I appreciate it. It's exciting. I'm so proud of this team. Certainly was not expected to be here hosting the championship final. We weren't picked to do it, and yet they went out, set that goal, and here we are today facing a great Widener team. I expect it'll be a terrific battle.
Game against Elizabethtown in the semifinals on Wednesday, back and forth, very close game until about 14 minutes, and then all of a sudden, a 38-all score turned completely one-sided at that point. What was it that happened to your team at that point?
Well, E-Town is well-coached, and they're also a terrific shooting team, and we knew they would come out and shoot their shots. And what we try to do in the second half is just make those shots a little more challenged and continue to force them to take those deep shots, and it was on them to keep up that pace or rebound well. Unfortunately, we were able to force them into some misses and correct rebounds and get a gap.
Different beast here against you today. It's a Widener team that maybe a lot of people who were thinking, oh, it automatically would be LVC Messiah, but I'm sure you're not surprised in any way that it's Widener, especially how they've been playing down the stretch.
Well, the preseason poll had Messiah as the unanimous top pick and Widener as second. I think we might have been tied with Widener. So certainly Widener was picked as one of the outstanding teams in the conference. They've backed that up all year, and here they are today playing great, coming off an exciting win. So, you know, we certainly certainly hope that we could make it to the final. We don't have a preference for who we're going to play. And you know you're going to play a great team no matter who it is, and Widener certainly presents many challenges.
Let's talk about a couple of those challenges, because one thing that they're known for, they are an extremely aggressive team. Get after the basketball, very physical. What kind of challenges does that present?
Well, we're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to play through it. I think championship games, the whistle tends to not get called as often, so we can't rely on expectation of those fouls being called. We've got to play through and be physical ourselves and rise to that challenge.
NCAAs are obviously in the future as a possibility, but the nice thing about today's game, the winner is in, period. You don't have to worry about anything else. How much is that sort of in the back of your mind right now? I know that the focus is Widener, but the implications of the game on top of that.
Well, I think that's something we talk about as goals as we're mapping out how to land in the NCAAs. In the build-up to today, and today is not our focus at all. It's winning the championship, it's cutting the nets, and it's preparing our minds for Widener.
What's it going to have to be today? What is the, if you had to put your finger on one or two main keys today, what does your team have to do to win?
Well, hopefully we can avoid foul trouble. I know they're going to try to attack our point guard and beg for any fouls, and hopefully that doesn't happen, because we have to handle their pressure. Widener does a great job with their full court attack, and we've broken it in the past. When on the road, we had a little trouble. So I think as long as we can avoid the foul trouble with the guards and handle their pressure, we'll do a fine job.
Good luck today, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Gukowski. Back with more after this here on the pregame show on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far, on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866. Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive 6-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post-Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post-Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post-Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
And welcome back to the Arnold Sports Complex. Sean Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along on WMSS and our internet feed on WMSSFM.com. If you tried at all to get it on the Penn Live feed, you cannot do it via WMSSFM.com. And we have two separate stream links there for you to catch the broadcast on the internet.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups. Starting today for Widener, it'll be 5'2 freshman Allie Ferrucci. She averages 4 points a game. She'll be joined in the backcourt by 5'6 junior Lil Carney. She averages 9 points per game and also 4.1 assists per game. Starting at forward, it's the Commonwealth Conference Player of the Year, Kate Dellinger, a 5'9 junior who averages 14 points a game. Vanessa Haynes is the forward in the middle for them, a 5'11 junior. She averages 10 points a game. And also in the starting lineup, Francesca Lee, a 5'10 junior who averages 5 points per game. And for the Flying Dutchman, the starting five will be Kylie Chaklos, a 5'4 freshman guard out of Frackville. She averages 10 points on the nose per game. And also, this week was named the Commonwealth Conference Rookie of the Year. She's joined in the backcourt by 5'4 junior Tierney Hiltz out of York, Pennsylvania. Hiltz is the leading scorer on the team at 11.6 points per game. The team's lone available senior, Caitlin Murphy, is starting as well today, a 5'7 senior out of Minersville. She averages 7 points per game. In the front court, it'll be Liz Borgia, 5'10 junior out of Scranton, at 7 points per game. And she's joined up front by Renee Fritz, a 6'1 junior out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who averages 8 points per game and also the conference leader in blocks at 1.3 per contest.
And you've got that matchup of Tierney Hiltz and Dellinger, Kate Dellinger of Widener, both Eastern York High School products. Dellinger, 20 points in both meetings against LVC this season.
Yeah, you're mentioning the matchup. It's not going to be a head-to-head matchup. They won't be matched up on each other, but as far as what they bring to their teams, they are the scoring output for each squad. Dellinger, very consistent. Hilt sometimes can go in spurts, and she is not 100%. Tweaked herself in the game on Wednesday. They'll see how long she can go. Also, Renee Fritz not 100% today after coming off flu-like symptoms. So, LVC, two of their starters not at full strength. Not a good time for that to end up happening. Something to watch for in this game. Keep an eye on the whistles. LVC's advantage at the foul line has been very pronounced all season long. Widener, aggressive. They want to get in your face. If they're allowed to without repercussion, it could be a tough night.
The tip controlled by Borgia of LVC, giving it off to Chaklos. Chaklos out near midcourt, stops top of the key, bouncing it now to Hiltz on the right wing. Hiltz plays it out front to Fritz onto the left side. Murphy, Widener starting out in your face, man to man. Chaklos with a bounce pass, dangerous, getting it to Hiltz. Nowhere to go with it with 8 seconds now on the shot clock. Borgia has it, top of the key, takes it to the elbow, out front for Hiltz. She'll try to toss it and forget it's a steal by Widener.
Yeah, tremendous job by Widener, really setting the tone defensively. LVC never got it inside the arc.
Right wing, check that left wing. Carney takes a three, but it's no good. Rebounded, though, by the Pride.
Yeah, long rebound to Haynes. Fritz had a box out on Lee, but didn't get off of it in time, and Borgia couldn't get there.
Here's Carney taking it down the right side of the lane. Her shot too strong. The rebound knocked out of bounds by Fritz. It'll be Widener ball underneath the bucket.
The aggressiveness early on both ends goes to the Pride. They're the team who's really setting the pace and the tone.
Inbounds pass comes to Dellinger. Almost lost it on the near side. Swings it around to Ferrucci on the right side. Trying to get it inside. Hits off the hand of Borgia. Out of bounds this time.
They did a good job of recognizing the mismatch, though, because Dellinger had gotten off of Murphy on the screen off the inbounds and was on one of the taller players. They wanted to get it to her in space, but a good play defensively by Borgia.
Dellinger gets the inbounds pass. She brings it over to the left wing. There's a three again. This time it's good by Lil Carney.
It took a while, but they finally got it done, and now Widener gets to set up their press.
Comes into Murphy. She'll bring it up onto the front court herself. One-on-one against Lee, but had it knocked to the far side and out of bounds. It'll be LVC basketball.
Yeah, slapped right at the ball. Great job by Lee of reaching in. And when they're not going to call that sort of thing, it's going to be difficult against a team that does a lot of that defensively.
Borgia gets the inbounds pass. Out front to Chaklos, lobbing it down inside for Fritz, off the glass and in.
Showing,
it's 3-2 in favor of Widener.
Showing no ill effects of the flu earlier this week. Great shield off in the excellent entry pass.
Here's Ferrucci out front, stolen away by Hilt. She'll take it down left side of the lane, puts it up, no good, but she is fouled going to the bucket. And the foul will be number one on Lil Corny.
I think the thing for Hilt not being 100% that's difficult, she doesn't look like she has an off out. She's either full out or she's not. And basically, that's what you're going to get anytime Tierney Hilt is on the floor. Great acceleration to get that steal. One of the leaders in the conference in steals on the season.
Hits the first one, ties it up. Second one rolls out, no good. It's tied at 3. Quickly up the floor come the Widener Pride. It's Ferrucci, top of the key. Plays it onto the right side. Out there's Dellinger, bouncing it down to Lee. Out to Dellinger. She'll take the 3 outside. That short, rebounded inside by Murphy. Double team. She'll dribble out of traffic. Murphy quickly brings it up onto the front court. Takes it down left side. Lobs it for Fritz inside, but she walked with the basketball. Didn't get that bounce as she stepped backwards.
Murphy sort of rushed the pass a little bit when she saw Dellinger had fallen down in the passing lane and threw it a little bit too far underneath. If Fritz was able to control that a little bit easier to the basket, to the easy deuce.
Haynes with the ball, left elbow. Out to the left wing, Carney dribbles toward the right elbow, takes a 2, no good. Strong rebound inside by Tierney Hiltz, and another foul on Widener. This time, I believe it's Ferrucci.
Yeah, Ferrucci was underneath. Hiltz did an excellent job of skying over top and being able to pull down the rebound.
Second team foul on Widener.
It's an interesting dynamic that Widener has now compared to earlier in the season. Lil Carney and Ferrucci in the game at the same time as starters. Ferrucci has become their point guard, where really Lil Carney now is more of an off guard.
Here comes Chaklos for LVC. In pressure, bounce pass left side to Murphy. She'll slow it up. Out on the wing. Good pressure. Lobbing it back out front for Hiltz near midcourt. Hiltz takes it down the lane, going to the bucket, high floater off the glass and in, and she slides into home plate safe.
And a smart move from Hiltz, because Ferrucci, the freshman, got caught looking for where the screen was being set, and when she did, Hiltz blew right by her into the lane.
5-3 LVC into the right corner. Dellinger with the basketball, working against Murphy. Now it's Carney with it. Between the leg dribble over to the left side. Lee will take the 2. That is good. Francesca Lee ties it at 5. Full-court pressure by Widener.
They'll give that to her because they'll be satisfied with having Lee taking shots from the outside.
Scramble on the floor for the ball. They're going to call a tie between Murphy and Carney. It was a kind of a low bouncer on the near side to Borgia. She mishandled it, trying to save it from going out of bounds, kind of whacked it back to the middle, and everybody was scrambling for it.
The pass was bad. Yeah. Borgia actually did a nice job of actually keeping it from going out of bounds, but where it was saved into, there was no way anybody was going to be able to control the basketball cleanly.
The possession will go to Widener, tied at 5 early here, 16:42 to play in the first half. Ferrucci out front for Carney. She'll take the 3, top of the key. That's short. Rebounded by Tierney Hiltz. Nice job by Fritz blocking off Lee on that rebound. Hiltz will take it to the right side. Underhand a layup to the bucket. No good. Rebound comes back to her. This time she'll put it up and in. Tierney Hiltz now at 5. LVC back in front by 2.
And Borgia active on the inside. She's the one who actually tipped the ball back out to Hiltz and got the putback.
Dellinger from the corner. Air ball rebounded by Fritz. Here comes Hiltz the other way for LVC. Hiltz takes it again to the right elbow. Left side, Borgia for 2. No good. Rebound swatted to the corner. Dellinger comes up with it. Murphy is right there in her face. Dellinger tosses it onto the front court to Ferrucci. Top of the key. Left side, Carney takes it to the wing. Back out front, Ferrucci. She'll work against Chaklos. Left wing, Carney with a deep 3. No good. Rebound by Borgia. She'll give the outlet to Hiltz, and she'll slow it up for LVC.
Yeah, smart move slowing it up here, especially with Widener dropping back defensively, set up the offense. On the defensive side, LVC very content right now, being letting Widener shoot from threes.
And that time, Chaklos with a bounce pass just off the mark goes out of bounds, and Hiltz is now going to take a break because she's starting to get a little gimpy on
yeah.
the side.
And that injury, how it is, probably not going to get any better as the game goes on. Just a matter of trying to pick your spots with her today and get key performances from other people. Amanda Donia replaces her.
Dellinger with the ball. Left side for Ferrucci. 7-5 LVC. Ferrucci right side. Dellinger. Top of the key. Ferrucci away from the play. We're going to get a pushing, a holding foul. I believe it's going to go against Bach.
And Bach just into the game, holding on Haynes underneath.
Bach picks up her first, team first. And Pepino checks in. Lee goes out.
I don't expect this game to be decided anywhere in the early part. This is going to be a fight the entire way.
2009, Widener won it in double overtime. Here's Pepino onto the left side, Ferrucci. Ferrucci back over to the right side for Dellinger. Fritz right there in her face, putting some size and arms up on her. Now Ferrucci, right elbow. That's Haynes, right side. It's Dellinger trying to get it inside. Haynes, ball knocks around. Bach comes up with it, bounces it to Fritz, and we're going to get a kickball whistled either way against Widener. It's LVC ball.
Yeah, excellent hustle that time. We said in the early part, Widener was really taking the game to LVC. The Flying Dutchman have elevated their effort over the last few minutes of play, too, and that's why they have the lead right now by the deuce.
Now Chaklos getting a reach in out in the back court. Dellinger kind of trying to trap her back there. Here's the thing. We saw the first few minutes of this game, it was mostly Hiltz handling the basketball in this press and pressure, and with her out now, Chaklos has really got to defend it strong.
Well, and Chaklos dribbling through pressure, and that sort of a call there is important. If you are going to have fouls called against the press, that's going to be a positive for LVC.
Here's Tonya getting it over to Chaklos as they break the press. Right side, Fritz, 15-footer, bullseye. LVC's lead is four.
And Fritz has come out playing sharp in the early going. That's great to see, especially considering she hasn't practiced since Wednesday.
Ferrucci with the ball for Widener. LVC leads 9-5, 14-27 to go in the first half. Dellinger on the right wing to the left side, Ferrucci. She'll swing it to the left wing. Inside, Haynes, off the glass, and in against Bach.
Oh, and a very powerful drop-step move from Vanessa Haynes, who has that sort of game. They really have to get her on track because they can't live and die just on the outside shot.
Murphy up on the front court, Chaklos, right side, Donya. Donya takes it along the baseline, running 10-footer, no good. Rebound fought for, Haynes comes out with it for Widener. They're down by two, and they'll quickly bring it the other way with Carney. Up onto the front court, right side, Ferrucci for three, got it.
Wide open look, and it's an excellent ball rotation from Widener as they brought it down the left side, and the quick swing to the right caught LVC, not quite prepared in their transition defense.
Here's Chaklos, top of the key, inside, Bach, off the glass, and in, LVC back up by one.
Smart press break, too. Ball on one side, you know you can rotate, and got a three-on-two opportunity.
Ferrucci passes it off, left side, Carney. Carney, top of the key, looks to go down the lane to the bucket up, and no good. Rebound was by Bach, and she got mugged on the inside. That's a foul on Widener. And should be number two on Carney.
That's going to be Haynes.
Haynes, yep, her first, team fourth.
Couple more substitutions, and I think you're going to see these coaches as much as they can in this game, as much as they feel comfortable, use their bench more. These are two still very young teams, especially Widener, a team that is basically empty of senior presence.
Here's Chaklos. She kind of got double bumped going across midcourt. Widener gets a steal. Dellinger left wing hits the 15-footer, and it's now 12-11 Widener.
Chaklos got into problems because she tried to split the double team instead of use some passing routes. Was hoping for a call.
Chaklos takes it to the left wing. Now Fritz is out there on the left side. Murphy will set things up near center circle. Murphy takes it back over to the left side, to the left wing, still dribbling. Look to pass it out front for Chaklos, but she was going to make a cut for the lane. Goes out of bounds. Widener ball. In comes Escudero, out goes Fritz.
Important minutes for Escudero because she's got to play big on the inside. Of course, with Haynes out of the game right now, not as dominant a team on the inside as this Widener team.
With the balls, Carney on to the left side. They're working around Eggy. Now Dellinger trying to get it down low on the inside. High shot. Too strong. Rebound pops back out to Eggy in the paint. Ripped right out of her hands by Murphy. Here comes LVC the other way. They're streaking it up the floor with Murphy down the left side. Takes it along the baseline to the glass. Up and in and the foul.
I got chills that time.
Woo.
That was awesome stuff. Caitlin Murphy, that's highlight reel stuff where you're highlighting one person. She rips the ball out of the hands of Eggie at one end of the floor, then takes it the other end of the floor, looks at Dellinger one-on-one, and knows, I'm taking her to the hoop. Little shoulder fake to the inside, drives it down baseline, draws the contact, and the second foul on Kate Dellinger.
And Murphy's one shot at the line is no good. The ball knocked out of bounds on LVC. Murphy, normally an 84% foul shooter.
Yeah, but John, surprising right now, with 12:18 left to go here in the first half, Dellinger now with two personal fouls. She will stay in the game, at least at this point, for Widener.
LVC up 13-12. Murphy's going to get a break now. They put Russo in. Left side, Eggie for three. No good. Rebound strong on the inside by Colella. Here comes Carney. She'll take a two-pointer. No good. Bach with a strong rebound and over the back foul there against Courtney Colella of Widener.
Coach Kintner over here on the Widener sideline is up in arms. Cannot believe they're calling a foul. That was a definite bump. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. I don't know if she wants the second big smack to be the foul call, and the first one's okay, but that was a very clear call underneath.
Hey, no one was under except for Bach and Colella. Bach had the position, and Colella came up and slammed in from behind. Here comes LVC the other way. Chaklos, right wing, Hiltz back in for three, in and out. Down it inside by Widener, and back the other way comes Eggie. LVC up by one with 11:40 to play here in the first half. Ball swung around. Out front, Eggie, top of the key, tempted. Oh, she double-dribbed, got away with it, and hits a two-pointer from the elbow.
Eggie's the star and the hero from Wednesday night's game, where she had a team-high 15 off the bench, including the two foul shots with a second left to go that propelled Widener to the two-point win over Messiah.
Chaklos to Hiltz inside. Bach got mugged and missed. No call. Rebounded, though, by Bach out to Hiltz. She'll take it left side. Underhanded layup, no good, but they're going to call her for the charge, too.
That's the right call, too. The first call wasn't right because Bach got absolutely pummeled on the inside when she took her shot. But when Hiltz came in, they had set up the wall down low, and Hiltz, taking it strong into the hoop, will draw the charge.
11-11 to play first half. 14-13 in favor of Widener.
And Dellinger with those two fouls now finally does come out of the game for the Pride.
Ferrucci with the ball onto the right side for Carney. Now Lee back in there, bouncing it into the paint. Turnaround shot, no good. Inside by Colella, rebound LVC. Here comes Hiltz up onto the front court, over to Russo on the left side. Russo left wing, still dribbling, back pedals now. And brings it out front as she'll shift Tierney Hiltz to the right side. They're waiting to hear the word from the coach. Here's Russo now dribbling it to the left side. Going down the lane, and her shot no good, but she's fouled. Another little body bump off on that left side, and Coach Kintner doesn't like it.
Well, she doesn't like it because is it the same reason that Coach Goklowski likes it. This game very much can be determined by whistles. And Widener, with the way that they play basketball, is very aggressive in your face. If the whistles come, then it's the advantage to LVC. Hey, LVC on the season, 250 more foul shots than their opponents. Widener on the season has 190 less foul shots than their opponent. Thank you to Coach Goklowski for reminding me of that stat before the game.
Here's Russo's second shot. She hit them both. Gia Russo makes it 15-14 LVC with 10:38 to play in the first half of the Women's Commonwealth Conference Championship. Out of the game comes Colella. Haynes, yep, back in there, right?
And yep. LVC is already in the bonus the rest of the first half with 17 fouls against Widener.
Left side is Eggie. She'll dribble toward the foul line. Takes it right of the lane, off the glass, good, and the foul against LVC.
You could almost call her for a carry every time she has the basketball because she's got a hesitation in her dribble that, you know, I could see why earlier you had said it looked like she had double dribbled. That's what she's doing, but that's her natural dribble, and they are allowing her to do that.
One shot of the line is good by Jennifer Eggie. She has 5 points. Widener leads at 17-15, 10:20 to play here in the first half. Hiltz in the backcourt, getting it over to Russo. Back to Hiltz, onto the front court. Back over to Russo, left wing. Russo stops out front. Hiltz tempted, won't take it. Goes toward the foul line. Back pedals now. Takes it to the right wing. Here's Borgia, foul line. That one bounces around and gets the home bounce in.
Nice communication with the eyes from Hiltz and Borgia. Borgia setting a little pick, rolling back to the foul line, and Hiltz with the double team on her. just kicks it back.
Here's a deep three-pointer from the right wing. Jennifer Agee nails it. It's 2017 Widener.
She's a hot player right now. She was 3-for-3 the other night from outside the arc against Messiah, and already she's come out shooting here.
Here's Russo down the left side, going to the lane, to the bucket, puts it up, no good. Rebound swats out to Murphy. LVC has it again. Kaylin Murphy sets it up. Top of the key. Moves the team around. Now it's Borgia on the right wing. Borgia holding, getting it to Bach baseline, trying to go for the shot. It was blocked by Lee out of bounds. It'll be LVC inbound. 9:22 to go, first half. 2017 in favor of Widener.
Everything that we've expected so far. Two teams going at it. Outstanding energy from both teams being expended so far.
Hiltz with the inbounds pass, gets it into Murphy. Her turnaround shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, lost it. It's recovered on the inside by Carney. Here comes Widener. Long pass down the floor, knocked out of bounds by Hiltz. It'll be Widener basketball.
Yeah, real nice look that time from Hiltz. Knew that she was the last person back defensively and that she had to cut off any sort of an outlet pass, and knowing the tendencies of Lil Carney to really want to push the ball up the floor, had her eyes up and intercepted the pass, knocked it out.
Checklos and Fritz check back in. Russo and Bach go out. LVC down by three. Out front for Rucci. Plays it to the left wing for Lee for two. No good. Rebounded by Tierney Hiltz. She'll give it off to Checklos. Here come the Flying Dutchman. Up onto the front court. Checklos down the lane. Bounce pass is stolen away by Haynes. She'll bring it back up the floor. One on two. Sends it to the right side. The layup is no good. Fight for the rebound on the inside. Big scramble. Carney comes away with it for Widener. She'll toss it out to the left wing. That's going to be Ferrucci on it. Left corner to Lee. Ferrucci left wing. Hiltz is in her face. Ferrucci onto the right side. Carney trying to go to the bucket. Knocked out of her hands briefly. Left side, Lee off the glass and in.
That's great patience from Lil Carney. Had the ball knocked out of her hands, and knowing and seeing Fritz slide over for help defense, knew she'd have Lee wide open underneath on the other side.
Here's Checklos. LVC down by five. Hiltz for three off the glass, too strong. Rebounded on the inside by Carney. That'd be timeout for LVC. Back the other way for Rucci off the glass, no good. Fritz with the rebound, gives it off to Murphy. Koklowski says go. Move it up the floor. Checklos brings it up onto the front court. Checklos trying to take it left of the lane. No good, but they're going to call the foul out front against Widener. That'll be on Allie Ferrucci.
That should be two on her.
It is. So that'll put Checklos at the line shooting two with 7:58 to go. First half, it's 22-17 in favor of Widener. The largest lead of five.
The trouble right now for Widener is the numbers foul-wise are starting to mount. And because of the energy that's being expended in this game, they can't really just take players out because of foul trouble as much. They have to keep giving rest to everybody else.
Checklos hits the front end of the one-on-one, her first point of the game, 22-18.
For example, Lil Carney needs a break right now. She has to come out, and Ferrucci has to run the point with this unit on the floor. And with those two fouls, that's where she has to stay.
Checklos missed the second shot. Four-point lead for Widener. On the left wing, they'll hold it. That's Eggie trying to get it back out front. Should have been a carry there, but the ball played to the right side for Rucci. They let it go because of a possible push. Eggie has it left wing. Trying to bounce pass along the paint. That's working around there by Pepino. Inside shot, no good. Lee, put back is good.
Yeah, Bach is allowing easy entry passes on ball side. She's got to do a better job of denying the post. It's allowing other players to get open, Lee coming over because the help defense had to be there.
Checklos taking it into the lane with a floater. That is good. Makes it 24-20.
Good recognition, too, because Ferrucci with two fouls has to back off of her.
Widener with a four-point lead. Left side, Eggie taking it to the bucket. No good. But Murphy's going to pick up the foul for LVC. That'll be her first.
John, just if you look at Jennifer Eggie, she is a different player than what we've seen at any point. You see the impact of confidence. She's a very confident player right now.
We'll step out, 7:09 to play here in the first half. Timeout, LVC. It's Widener 24, Lebanon Valley College 20. This is the Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, luminaries of the 20th century in art, politics, and culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser, Ashley Jerome, our studio producer, 24-20. Widener leading Lebanon Valley College.
Been a fun one so far. It's end-to-end action. If you don't like this, you're never going to like the brand of basketball that's being played here in the Commonwealth Conference.
Jennifer Egge misses the first of two foul shots. Second one is on the way. That one is good. Back to a five-point lead for Widener, 25-20. Ball brought up the floor by LVC. Chaklos on it, top of the key, bounce pass over to Fritz on the left wing. Fritz back pedals a little bit, tossing it inside for Bach, going strong to the bucket off the glass and in. She took Lee out while she did it. Coach wanted to foul, but
she was
not
right.
Going to get it.
As she was right. Bach barreled right into her, and Lee had very good position on the inside.
Outside jumper for Eggy, no good. Rebounded strong by Bach, back the other way. Come the Flying Dutchman down by three. Chaklos takes it left of the lane to the bucket out of the glass. No good. Rebound inside. Escudero. Her putback is no good. There's Chaklos with a putback. No good. It's swatted out front. Bag the other way comes Widener with Ryder. To the left side it goes. Pepino. Foul line. Eggy shot blocked from behind by Chaklos. Here comes Hiltz all the way to the bucket. She'll lay it up and in. And you can see Widener slowing down a little bit right now.
They're slowing down, and LVC starting to pick it up and get up and down the floor a little bit better in transition.
We've got a foul down to the other end of the floor. LVC crowd doesn't like the block.
I got to agree with them there, too. I thought Chaklos had excellent position, but Ferrucci already playing with those two personal fouls. Will not pick up the third. She'll go to the line.
First one on Chaklos, team fifth foul.
I'll tell you what, if you are one of the three individuals in stripes right now, you are going to have an earache on both sides by the end of today.
Yeah, I'm sure as soon as they get out of this place, they're taking some migraine medicine. They've already gotten to Gamesville thus far from both coaches. Ferrucci hits the first, misses the second, rebound knocked out of bounds off of Eggy. It'll be LVC ball, 26-24, Widener leading with 6:04 to play here in the first half.
But it still continues to be end-to-end, and the whistles have slowed a little bit. And what we saw over the last minute or so of play is a lot of contact, a lot of physicality, and not as many whistles.
Here's Fritz with the ball, back pedaling near the top of the key, tossing it to Bach in the paint. One bounce, 10-footer, got it.
Just spotted up on Pepino, looked her dead in the eye, and then elevated over top. A nice move from Caitlin Bach.
Six-point lead by Widener is gone. We're tied at 26. Pass almost stolen by Ferrucci, tied up on the floor. It is stolen. Here comes Chaklos. One on two, but she dribbled it off the heel of Pepino, and Widener gets it back. Back the other way comes Ferrucci. Ferrucci takes it toward the foul line. Over onto the left side it goes to Ryder. Now in the paint to the bucket shot up and in by Pepino.
Pepino was able to get Hiltz on her back, got her down low. It's something that I'm surprised more teams don't try to take advantage of, is trying to go down low against the small guards.
Chaklos trying to take it down the left side of the lane, runs right into Pepino, reaches in, called for the foul, her first, team ninth. for Widener.
Double bonus after this one the rest of the way. And it's going to be two for Chaklos because she was in the act of shooting anyways.
A lot of the fans are on the far side of midcourt. Last time down, Chaklos lost that ball, wanted a kickball, but it was off the heel of a Widener player. It was no intentional kickball there.
It was a bad break more than anything else for LVC because Chaklos had Pepino spinning both directions, but unfortunately dribbled the ball directly off the heel of the defender.
Chaklos hits the first foul shot. 5:08 to go in the half. Chance to tie it back up again. On the way, and she hits it. It's 28-28. LVC and Widener women tied. Ball brought up the floor by Ferrucci. Takes it to the left side, onto the left wing for Carney. Trying to get it out front, stolen away. Chaklos taking it down against Eggy to the bucket, lays it up, no good. The rebound, though, by Widener. Eggy gave her just a little bit too much pressure, and she took it a little bit too deep.
Yep.
Oh, and a carry out of midcourt, Carney just got away with.
Yeah, and a couple bumps and shoves. Hey, they're swallowing them for a little bit here because they don't want to foul everybody out.
Ferrucci with the ball out front for Widener. Trying to bounce it inside Carney. Now Ryder, Eggy, left wing three. On the way, no good. Gets her own rebound. Takes a baseline, swatted away by Fritz.
She just got Fritz. Erased inside. And another block for Fritz. Believe me, is that 34 on the season?
35 now. 35 That's her second, yes. It'll be an inbound for Widener. On the front court, far side, in the corner, tied at 28. Ferrucci looks to get it in. Carney, out on the right wing, tossing it to Ryder. She'll take the long two. It's good.
Good bench support right now from Widener as they're getting points off the pine.
That was Pepino, not Ryder. I apologize. 30-28. Widener. Left side, LVC, here comes down the lane, Chaklos again, taking it right to the bucket, laying it in.
Excellent recognition because Ferrucci cannot defend her one-on-one with the two personal fouls, and Chaklos is driving right at her.
Carney with it on the left side, takes a tap of the key, bodies flying all over the floor. Shot from the right corner, Eggy nails the three, her second three of the game, and Widener back up by three.
She's got the green light right now whenever she's got the basketball, doesn't matter where she is. You almost, with Dellinger on the bench with the two fouls, you almost have to put Murphy on Eggy right now as your best defender.
Chaklos, right wing, trying to bounce it to Fritz, and then Fritz knocks it out of bounds as Eggy tries taking up the floor. It'll be Widener basketball. You got to watch some of those tight bounce passes to Fritz.
Well,
you don't get a right to her.
Yeah, but the problem there was it was closely defended. They had stopped the dribble far outside and not enough movement giving help to try to have an outlet pass. Count was going up by the official. They had to get rid of it.
33-30. Widener leads 3:10 to play here in the half. Carney with the ball over on the right wing. Top of the key to Ferrucci. She'll dribble to the left wing. Al slows it back up again, brings it to the other side with five on the shot clock. Here's Carney taking to the bucket right side. Her shot off the glass and in. Fritz almost got it.
Yeah, but Carney very quickly and just drilled that one off the backboard, knowing the shot blocker was coming.
Back to a five-point lead for Widener, 2:48 to go in the half. On the right wing is Murphy. Top of the key to Fritz, left side, Chaklos. Chaklos trying to take it to the left side, puts up a floater, no good. Rebounded by Eggy. Back the other way comes Carney up the floor onto the front court. Carney taking it all the way to the right side now, then lost it behind her. Saves it again, hands it off to Ferrucci. They'll slow it up. The Pride with a five-point lead. Top of the key, Ferrucci, right side, Carney. Carney behind the back dribble, working against Bach. Getting it down to the foul line area. Here's Haynes, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Bach. Back the other way, Tierney Hiltz. Long front court pass to Murphy. Murphy takes it down to the left corner, back pedals. Hands it off to Hiltz on the left wing. Hiltz will take the three. That's off the mark. Rebound to Chaklos. No good. And then Bach on the rebound gets fouled on the inside. And that is number three on Ferrucci.
Yeah, Chaklos got hammered on the backside of the play. But because she's only 5'4", they're not going to call that against the bigger players. But the ball ricochets over to Bach. And Ferrucci gets caught in the wrong place. And one of the starters for Widener has picked up her third.
Double bonus. Bach hits the first. She has seven.
And the interesting thing to me is that Dellinger has not been in the game for the last 10 minutes of play. because of her foul trouble with two. They don't want to have her pick it up another one. Now Ferrucci's forced to be there.
Bach misses the second shot. 35-31 Widener. 1:53 to play. Here's Eggie going into the paint. She walked with it. And official didn't need any help with that. The whole crowd yelled it.
And Murphy has switched over defensively now on Eggie, which is the correct move when you have to do, when you've got a player that has the confidence and has the green light to shoot when she has the basketball. You got to put your best individual defender on her, and Murphy's presence definitely affected her.
Tonya back in the game. Chaklos gets a break. Bach comes out as well. Out front is Fritz with it, holding, looking, and she's getting mugged, but no call. Now Murphy takes it left to the lane to the bucket. She has it swatted out by Eggie.
That's what you've got to do if you're LVC, is continue to take the ball strong to the basket and continue to attack and try to get to the line if you don't get the basket.
Inbounds, Tierney Hiltz under the bucket, looking to get it in. Tosses it out front for Borgia on the wing. Borgia, right side for Hiltz. Tries going in the lane, out to Borgia near the foul line. Lost it momentarily. Holds up, now gives it off to Murphy. Murphy with a dribble. Now Borgia takes the three at the shot clock. No good. Murphy with a rebound. Back out front to Fritz.
Yeah, they caught a break. That one sounded before the shot went away from her hands.
Left side, here goes Hiltz to the bucket. Lays it up too high. No good. Hit it high off the glass. Rebounded by Widener. Back the other way comes Carney with a minute and two to go. Carney underhand layup is blocked out, but they'll call the foul on LVC.
It's the right call. LVC's crowd's not going to like it, although it's the wrong call on the play.
They're going to call it on Murphy.
Yeah, and that's a tough break because Donya got a lot of body that time. It really should have been Donya who picked up the personal, but they called it one after that happened on Murphy.
Second one on Murphy, 16 foul, shot at the line by Carney is good. Murphy's going to come out. Russo checks back in. 36-31. Widener leading. Second shot at the line by Lil Carney is on the way and good. Back to that six-point lead they held in this game, 37-31 with a minute one to go. Here in the first half. Ball brought up the floor by Hiltz. On in the front court, left side for Russo. Russo holding, dribbling to the foul line. Now gives it off to Donya. She'll take it to the left elbow. Donya brings it back to the opposite side, bouncing it down low to Fritz. Out front for Borgia. She'll take it right side. Russo for three. No good. Rebound inside by Widener. Here comes Carney the other way with 35 seconds to go. Carney onto the left side. Three-pointer from the left side is an air ball there by Ryder. Rebounded by LVC. Front court pass to Donya. She'll pull it down the left wing. Back out front for Hiltz with 22 seconds to go. Shot clock and the timer matched up. Here comes Hiltz down the lane. Right side Fritz off the glass and in on the inside.
I think a good decision, too, to get things started ahead of time. Widener sort of let down defensively. They got an easy deuce.
Off the floor. Carney with it. 5 seconds to go. Carney, right wing, shot, no good, rebounded LVC. We have reached halftime here at the Arnold Sports Complex in the Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship game. At the half, Widener 37, Lebanon Valley College 33. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Middletown Swim Club on North Union Street across from the high school is accepting new members. Anyone can join, and you don't have to be a Middletown resident. Summer will soon be here. While other pools have gone out of business, the Middletown Swim Club has been around for over 50 years. As a member, you're also part owner of a private club. Membership information is available from Brent Berger at 903-9545. That's 903-9545. Lebanon Valley College's Distinguished Artist Series presents Richard Elliott, principal organist at the Mormon Tabernacle, in a concert Sunday, February 26th at 3 p.m. Concert tickets are available in advance at the door. Special family tickets are also available. That's Sunday, February 26th at 3 p.m. For more information, go to lvc.edu. This broadcast is brought to you by Voice Ring of PA in Harrisburg. Voice Ring offers business class phone systems flexible enough to handle the modern workforce with professional auto attendant, extension dialing, customized call routing, voicemail, and music on hold. Their number is 395-9301, 395-9301, or online at www.voice-ring.com. The Wigan Buckle Theater at Lebanon Valley College presents the spring musical, Chicago. The 1997 Broadway hit musical has won 6 Tony Awards and also an Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. Chicago will be performed in the Leedy Theater February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the following week on February 24th, 25th, and 26th. For more information, check out wigandbuckle.com.
Back at the Arnold Sports Complex, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, halftime score, Widener 37, LVC 33 here in the Women's Commonwealth Conference Final, and a very fast-paced first half.
Yeah, I'm glad we took a break there at halftime for a little bit just to give ourselves a breather, because I'm sure at this point the teams have to be sucking some wind in there at halftime. They're used to this, but the pace and the intensity of the game, you can just feel right. This is not your regular season game between two teams. This is a game where both teams understand how much is on the line. You've had a lot of turnovers in the game so far from both ways. You've had both teams really stepping up defensively, Widener in the full court, LVC really pressuring in the half court set. It's been, I think, at least as far as pace of the game, probably the most enjoyable game that we've seen all year so far in terms of how it's been going so far. Now, the score is not as much to our liking right now because Widener has that four-point lead, but still, hey, this has been some great basketball.
And, of course, the leading score in those two meetings between these two teams was Dellinger, held to just 2 points here in the first half. It's been the Eggie show right now.
Well, she's hot at this point. She's a player who has gained a lot of confidence, and really, I don't know that she has a filter where you get that idea. There are some players who say, I don't think this is a good shot to take right now. I don't think she has that, and that's been to their benefit when she's hot, and right now she is shooting very well from the field. Two three-pointers in the first half. She's 4-for-8 overall, a game-high 12 points for Jennifer Eggie off the bench. But part of the reason she's in there as much as she is and has been forced to score as much as she is because of the foul trouble for Widener. Dellinger picked up 2 fouls within the first 10 minutes and had to sit the rest of the first half. Courtney Colella picked up a couple, and then Ali Ferrucci, one of the starters in the backcourt, ended up picking up 3 fouls for Widener in the first half. For LVC, the only player that has more than 1 foul in the first half, Caitlin Murphy, which is significant because of what she does, especially on the defensive end of the floor. But so far as how that's going, Widener, the foul's mounting a little bit. We'll see how it starts out in the second half, whether it's even going to be a factor in the second half of play.
LVC victorious last year in the conference championship, the year before Messiah, then Widener in that double overtime victory against LVC, but it has been essentially the LVC women the last, 4 or 5 years now.
Five straight now,
making it here to the finals. Last year winning their first ever conference championship, and these girls were working toward that. As you noted in the pregame, Brian, Hilt's a little banged up right now. Fritz coming off of some illness this week, but we saw Hilt's kind of living just a little bit off the floor on her first time going out of the game, but after that seemed to be settled down.
She's playing about as well on that injury as I think you can expect her to right now. And the fact that in the first half of play she was able to give 17 minutes out of the 20 is a good sign for LVC. They're trying to get as much out of her as she feels able to give. And in the first half, it's a close game. They're in range. And Renee Fritz, I think, has started to really shed what I felt one of the worst things for a post player sometimes to be labeled with is that finesse tag. And I thought Renee Fritz, her first 2 years at LVC, has been a finesse player. this year she has shown a lot more grit and toughness, and the job that she's done down in the low block as the season has really gone on, she's really shown a lot more fire fighting for balls, and really what she's doing around the paint has been very impressive. And she started off strong in this game and has 6 points in the first half. Let's take a look at those first half statistics. Let's start with Widener, with Jennifer Egge leading the way with 12 points from the field. Lil Carney with 7 points on 2 for 11 shooting. Francesca Lay has 6 points, 4 points each for Allie Ferrucci and Lindsay Pepino, and 2 for Vanessa Haynes and Kate Dellinger. 5 assists in the first half for Lil Carney, compared to just 1 turnover for her. She also has 3 steals. Leading rebounder first half for Widener is Egge with a total of 4. For LVC in the first half, balanced scoring. Tierney Hiltz, Kylie Jacklos, Caitlin Bach, all with 7 points in the first half. 6 points for Renee Fritz, and 2 each for Liz Borgia, Caitlin Murphy, and Gia Russo. Leading rebounder for LVC is Tierney Hiltz in the first half. She's got 5 boards. Bach has 4. And for assists, Jacklos has 3 assists in the first half. She also has 4 turnovers in half number 1. Jacklos also with 3 steals in the first 20 minutes of play. Shooting percentage, Widener was 14 of 35 from the field, 40%. They're 4 for 12 from 3-point range. That's 33%, and 5 for 7 from the line thus far. For LVC, 13 of 30 from the field, that's 43%. 0 for 5, though, from the 3-point arc, not their strength. And foul line, lower than usual. They're 7 for 11, 64% from the stripe. Rebounding is dead even after one half of play, 22 all. And LVC has committed 11 turnovers compared to Widener's 8 in the first half of play. We're going to step out for a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NCAA possibilities based on this game and some other things that are going to be going on today and tomorrow in Division III women's hoops. We'll come up after this. Lebanon Valley trailing at halftime to Widener in the Commonwealth Conference Championship game, 37-33. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far, on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866.
John Wills, Hawk, Brian Kaiser with you at halftime, 37-33. Widener leading LVC. Brian, I think it's safe to say that win or lose, LVC should make it to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, taking a look. And basically, for those who are a little bit newer to the process, this is basically what happens. They give out all of the automatic berths to the conference winners, and then they have a group of at-large bids left to give out. And then these will be Pool C bids is what they call them. So after the Pool A, the automatic, and Pool B, which is a something I don't even want to talk about right now. But the Pool C bids that are left, what they do is they go through the things they call the regional rankings. And all of the teams that have not qualified, and all of the teams even that have qualified already, are being ranked in their own region. LVC in the Mid-Atlantic region. And essentially, what the committee does to select teams, they will go to each region and go to the first team on the line for each region and compare them. So each team that has not qualified yet automatically, they will compare those teams. And when they do that, it goes each line of the way. So right now, the regional rankings for the Mid-Atlantic look like this. Number one, Juniata. Number two, LVC. Number three, Kings. Number four, Johns Hopkins. And based on everything so far, I'm going to assume this. If LVC loses this game and Juniata wins their game, LVC will most likely be the number one at-large team from the Mid-Atlantic region. Now, obviously, LVC does not want that to happen. They would rather win because they feel that if they win, they probably have a very good chance at maybe hosting a first-round pod. We'll have to see. The selection show is on Monday. But if they would not win this game, they would likely be on line one as the first team out of the Mid-Atlantic to be considered. This game is big for both of these teams. Probably bigger for Widener, because if Widener doesn't win this game, they're not going to the NCAAs. They, with eight losses, and this would be nine if they would lose this game, that's not going to be good enough as an at-large profile. Actually, the team that becomes just as big of LVC fans as LVC fans right now, Messiah. Because Messiah, with Juniata, LVC, Kings, and Johns Hopkins all this weekend playing for conference championships, they're the next team right now and probably will be the next team on that regional ranking line. And if Messiah is going to get in as an at-large, they probably need LVC to win this game so Widener doesn't take one of those at-large berths away. So a big game for all three of these teams. LVC, because if with a win, they could very well host. Widener, their only way into the tournament. And Messiah, because their chances for an at-large go down greatly if Widener ends up winning the game instead of LVC.
All right, we'll step out. When we come back, we will have second half action. It's Widener 37, LVC 33. The Women's Commonwealth Conference Championship returns with the second half after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post-Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post-Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post-Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
John Wills back, Brian Kaiser, Ashley Jerome, studio producer. Glad to have you along on 91.1 FM and on the internet, WMSSFM.com. We've got two separate links on there that you can click onto and catch us on the internet as we start this second half. Hiltz, Jacklos, Borgia, Fritz, Murphy starting for LVC as they have the basketball going right to left. Fritz in the paint, turnaround, five-footer, no good. Rebounded by Lee. Back the other way, Widener with it. Onto the front court, Carney. Right wing, Ferrucci. Back to Carney, back door, Lee off the glass and in.
Yeah, sixth assist of the game for Carney. Great dribble penetration, and the LVC defense sort of collapsed on Carney. Wide open, Lee underneath.
6-point lead has been their largest lead of the game a couple times now for Widener. Borgia with the basketball on the left side. Out to Murphy on the right wing, trying to bounce it down into Fritz. She does. She'll put it up. She'll put it in.
Yeah, real nice entry pass. There's just enough room in there as Widener led up between two players.
Carney, left wing, three. That's short. Rebounded strong by Borsche. Gets the pass off to Chaklos. Here comes LVC. Chaklos taking it to the right side. Into the right corner. It went off the hand of Lee out of bounds. LVC ball. I think she was just trying to leave it there for Hiltz in the corner.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why she did that, because she had a full head of steam and the defense was out of sorts. She probably would have at least gotten fouled going to the line.
Inbounds pass goes into Hiltz. She'll go into the lane. Shot too strong. Rebounded by Widener. Here comes Dellinger the other way. Dellinger pulls up for two. That's short. Gets her own rebound. Eight-footer is short. Gets her own rebound again. This time it's swatted back in her face by Fritz. But the ball stays with Ferrucci of Widener. She'll toss it out front to Carney. She'll pull up inside the foul line. That one will bounce no good. Rebounded by Chaklos. Back the other way comes LVC. Onto the front court. It's Hiltz right wing. Hiltz stops, lobbing it. Borgia at the foul line. Takes it right side of the lane, off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes out front to Ferrucci of Widener. She'll bring it up the floor. Gets past Murphy. Ferrucci has it knocked out of bounds by Murphy. Murphy's got to watch that. She's got two fouls. That's an ugly reach.
Yeah, she does. It was a good deflection on that one, and I don't think she does that to Lil Carney. She'll do that with the freshman, though, dribbling down the floor and gets away with it.
Inbounds pass comes in to Carney on the right wing. Her pass blocked by Borgia. Another one goes inside for Haynes. Knocked away by Hiltz. Here comes Murphy. Murphy brings it up to the middle. Bounce pass left side. Chaklos. Chaklos back to Borgia in the paint. She's fouled before the shot that she made.
Let's come back to the other end. Great look from Widener and even better execution by Tierney Hills, who got stuck down low having to defend one of the bigs and overplayed to perfection, able to get in the passing lane, knock the ball away with a dive that got the ball going the other way for LBC.
Lee with her first foul of the contest for Widener. Fritz gets the inbounds pass in the corner. Bad pass. Carney comes up with it. One-on-one against Murphy to the right side, and it's up and in.
Yeah, Murphy tried to contest it, and that's a play from Fritz. You just can't, if you're going to make a mistake, make it down towards your own basket. You can't do it back towards the midcourt stripe.
41-35, lob pass, Fritz down low, double team, kicks it back out to Chaklos to the bucket. Her shot is short, rebounded by Haynes. Kuklowski wanted a foul. Here comes Widener the other way for Rucci. Brings it down inside the foul line to the left side. Lee back out on the left wing. Dellinger swings it to the right to Carney. She'll take the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Chaklos back the other way. LVC up the floor onto the front court. Chaklos takes it right to the lane. Tries going to the bucket. Ripped out of her hands. Fritz gets it. Out to Hiltz. 15-footer. No good. LVC cold right now from the outside. Quickly, Widener brings it up the floor. Left side, Ferrucci to the bucket. Dishes it back inside. Haynes lost it out of bounds. Partially tipped by Fritz. It'll be Widener ball.
I need a timeout. I think one of these teams needs one as well, because it's going end-to-end, but nobody's really getting anything good. And Fritz is going to come out of the game. Haynes is going to come out of the game. Ferrucci is going to come out of the game for the respective teams.
Inbounds pass underneath the bucket from Eggy, getting it in to Colella. Colella, left wing, make that Eggy. She'll take the three. That's no good. Rebound by Bach of LVC. She'll give it off. Here comes Chaklos, front court pass. Tierney Hiltz. Hiltz bouncing it down left side. Borgia in the paint. Little hook shot, no good. LVC like 0 for 5 now the last few times.
It's not
down.
Pretty.
Here come the pride down the lane. Carney hard off the glass and in.
That's the only thing she's making, because she's not making anything from the outside. She's about 3 for 13, 3 for 14 in the game, but that drive makes it an 8-point game.
Back the other way, Chaklos to the bucket, up and in. Chaklos. But that was an 8-point lead moments ago. Largest lead of the game for Widener. It's back down to 6. Here's Carney again to the bucket. This time no good. Bach with the rebound. Gets it out to Hiltz. Long pass up to Chaklos. Chaklos takes it to the right side of the lane. Going against Eggy. And she is fouled by Eggy. Her first.
Coach Kuklowski wanted a timeout after the last bucket for LVC. They didn't see it in time. And fortunately, Carney missed the shot at this end. They quickly go down the floor. And Chaklos, an excellent foul shooter, to the line shooting two after the first foul on Eggy.
First shot is good by Chaklos. She now has 10. Lee comes out. Checking in is Pepino.
And I would look for Chaklos to continue taking the ball strong to the basket with Ferrucci on the bench. They really don't have anyone who can really keep up with her off the dribble as well. Carney, not as great a defender as Ferrucci is, so look for Chaklos to be a main focal point in the LVC offense.
43-39, Widener with a lead, 15:57 to go in the second half. Dellinger out on the wing, nowhere to go with it. Now Pepino near the top of the key, onto the right side to Eggie. She'll pull up a running three. That's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. She just didn't have good position.
Oh, no.
Just tossed it up.
She got hit on the arm by Tierney Hiltz.
Oh, see, I didn't think so.
Oh, no, she definitely did, because she doesn't miss a shot that bad. It definitely got deflected, and not only did the officials miss that out front, they also missed the fact that it was partially deflected and went out of bounds off of LVC.
Here's Borgia backpedaling. Is that why Alyssa, the coach, is so upset down
here? Oh, yeah.
Here's Bach in the paint. 10-footer got it.
Quick release, too. And it's a 6-point run for LVC to cut it down to two.
43-41 Widener. Here comes Carney the other way. Her pass goes out of bounds, far side. Hiltz went for it. Never got a chance to touch it. It's LVC ball. Iggy just wasn't in position.
But Carney, out of control that time, wanted to play too quickly. And you commented off air about this. LVC seems a little bit more comfortable with this pace. It looks like Widener may not be quite as comfortable, even though they're the ones who want to push it more.
Bach with it on the left wing. Dribbling with some traffic. That's Ryder on her. Check out Colella. Bach trying to get it inside, but we've got a travel violation on Bach.
It got cut off. Had no one to throw to initially, and as she's spinning on the pivot foot, finally Chaklos came open. Tough break for LVC, because a split second later, on the whistle, Chaklos has that wide open basket underneath.
Widener up by two, and they've got the basketball. Ferrucci backpedaling a little bit. Plays it to the left side. That's Pepino bouncing it down along the left side of the paint. Colella back out on the wing. They'll swing it around. Dellinger, right corner. Ferrucci with eight on the shot clock, right wing. Dellinger in the corner, takes a three, blocked by Murphy. Saved from going out of bounds by Chaklos. Bach gets that pass. Long one up. Here comes Hiltz the other way for LVC. Hiltz takes it right side, way out front. Her shot goes deflected out of bounds. It'll be LVC ball.
John, let's see, with Ferrucci in the game, Carney not in the game, let's see if LVC tries to use Chaklos to attack Ferrucci and pick up that fourth personal foul.
Now it's going to be Fritz checking back in for LVC. Out will go Borgia. Some strong minutes from her on the inside.
And that's a response substitution. Haynes comes in. Fritz comes back into the game to put a fresh body and get the matchup advantage in Bach's favor, because she actually picks up Pepino underneath. That's a mismatch.
Bach will hand it off out front to Fritz. 15 on the shot. Left side for Chaklos on the wing. Chaklos takes it to the right side of the lane, going to the bucket, off the glass, and in!
There it is, John. It's right to that matchup where Ferrucci cannot defend as aggressively with those three personal fouls.
Back from eight down, they've tied this game at 43. Widener with the ball. It's Haynes left side, blocked by Fritz, and they're going to call a foul on the inside on Fritz, and she may have taken a hand to the face.
Boy, that looked pretty good up top.
So that Fritz will pick up number one.
That could have been block number, I believe. Well, it depends what she's actually credited with. They only credit her with one in the first half. That could have been at least her second.
Oh, they only gave her one that first
half.
She definitely had two there.
Yeah.
All right, well.
You got to have the right viewpoint at the time when it's being entered into the computer. We'll
good
put it that way.
Point. Haynes at the line gets two shots. First one is on the way, and it's good.
Haynes on the season from the foul line for this team. She has had her struggles, just a 58% foul shooter.
Second shot is short. Rebounded by Bach on the inside. Almost got bumped a little harder there by Dellinger, and Dellinger almost picked up one, but they keep play going on. Chaklos brings it up on to the front court for LVC. Bouncing it to Fritz on the right wing. Fritz out front for Hiltz. Hiltz right wing, getting it down to Bach in the paint, strong off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Dellinger.
Did not follow her shot either. They got the mismatch that they wanted with Bach down low, posting up Pepino. She just missed the shot.
Ferrucci with the ball for Widener. They lead by one. Dellinger in the corner, back out to Ferrucci on the wing. Now Eggy with it to the left side. Gets a screen. Now to the inside, Pepino. Right side, Haynes lost it, gets it back. Pepino, left side, Eggy, 7 on the shot. Eggy, a running 10-footer off the glass from the left side is good.
Boy, that's a sweet kiss off the glass, too, with the shot clock running down. That was desperation time for Eggy and over top of the outstretched arms of Renee Fritz.
She's got 14, 46, 43 in favor of Widener. Checklist with the ball on the left wing, still dribbling out front for Murphy. Working against Dellinger. Here's Murphy taking it to the hole. Up, no good, but a foul. Murphy will go to the line shooting two.
I almost think, John, that Murphy tends to be too unselfish out there because when she puts her mind to it and wants to take that ball strong to the basket, she has a burst in her and just blew right past Dellinger.
The foul's on Pepino, her second.
Yeah, Pepino
team third.
Pepino had to try to help out underneath because Dellinger was nowhere near Murphy on that play.
Dellinger, the conference player of the year, comes out once again. 46-44, Widener up by two. Murphy makes it a one-point lead as she brings LVC within one, 46-45. 12:53 to play here in the second half. Carney with the ball on the right wing. Crossover dribble back out to Haynes on the left elbow. Now Lee will take the three from the outside, make it only a two. She was on the line.
And she's proving she can hit that shot, although, again, if I'm LVC, I'm going to settle for Francesca Lee outside near the arc, taking those long 17-footers.
48-45, Widener. Pass by Hiltz over to the right side for Chaklis. Knocked out of bounds by Widener.
I'm telling you, I'm going right back to that matchup. I'm going right back to Chaklis and seeing if I can pick up four on Ferrucci.
Inbounds pass comes into Fritz in the corner. Tossing it out front, stolen away. Here comes Ferrucci, and Murphy catches up and knocks it out of bounds. Great hustle by Kayla Murphy.
And second time in this game, again, John, we're seeing when Ferrucci has the basketball because of how she holds it out and dribbles it, Murphy has seen something. She's able to reach in there and get it clean. That's the second time so far in the second half she's done that.
Eggy gets the inbounds pass, comes in to Carney. She's out on the wing, into the corner now, Eggy. Carney on the right wing going into the lane, but we're going to get a reach-in foul out near the foul line against LVC.
That's Murphy. Going to pick up her third.
So Murphy getting set to come out as Russo now checks in with 12-12 to go.
And I don't like the defensive assignment that time when Dellinger was out. I would have put her on Eggy. Instead, she's on Carney, who gives her a speed problem.
Here's Carney in the paint. Now dishes off to Haynes, double-teamed inside. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound is by LVC, and Russo has it. Russo getting it up to Checklos. LVC down by three. Hiltz lobbing it down for Fritz inside, off the glass, and good, and the foul by Haynes.
Yeah, Haynes got caught on the back. Great shield off by Fritz, and the entry pass was exactly where it needed to be, to the baseline side where Fritz could just turn, shoot, and gain the contact. Second on Haynes, and a chance for Fritz, a 50% foul shooter, to tie it at the line.
Fourth team foul on Widener. Fritz at the line. Her shot rattles in. She now has nine. We're tied at 48 with 11:52 to go. Out front, Ferrucci for Widener. Dribbling it to the right side. Almost a capacity crowd here at LVC Arnold Arena. Stall on the way. Here comes Hiltz. Back the other way to the right side to the bucket. Hiltz off the glass and in. LVC's up by two.
Ferrucci had to fly in front. Could not aggressively go after the steal with the three fouls.
Here comes Ferrucci to the foul line. Passes to Lee. Out to Eggy. Three-pointer from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Russo. LVC with the lead and the ball.
No filter for Eggy. Took that one from way out early in the shot clock.
Here's Checklos. Underhand layup is short. Rebounded by Carney. It's a three-on-one with Russo back. Carney, left side. Eggy lays it up and in.
That nice job by Lil Carney. Veteran move. Slowing the thing down with a three-on-one break with Russo having to defend. Drew Russo to her and an easy pass for Eggy to layup.
Because you got a slow crew out there that's dying out right now. Ty Goklowski sees them needing a break. He calls timeout. We'll step out. 10:59 to go, second half. We're tied at 50. Widener and LVC back with a Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/collegestore.
Got a doozy here in Anvil. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser tied at 50 in the Commonwealth Conference Championship game. LVC and Widener with 10:59 to play here in the second half.
I'm throwing the stat sheet out because really it doesn't matter right now. What you've got is two teams just expending all sorts of effort out there on the floor, knowing what's at stake, how important this is to both squads. Commonwealth Conference Championship for Widener. It's their way automatically into the NCAA and their only way into the NCAA's. For LVC, it's a chance possibly to host in the NCAA's and win their second straight Commonwealth Conference Championship. Both teams understand what's going on right now, and they're playing like it. And with 11 minutes left to go, we're not at 50 in what's been an outstanding basketball game.
Foul trouble, 3 for Caitlin Murphy of LVC, 3 for Ellie Ferrucci of Widener. 14 fouls for Widener, only 2 right now for LVC.
And that's an issue, because in the first half, a lot more whistles, as is very often happens. The whistles have not been as prevalent here in half number 2, when the officials many times will want the teams to earn it themselves on the floor. That is to the advantage of Widener.
Left side, Chaklos with the ball. Tries bouncing it over to Russo. Lost it momentarily. Gets it back at center circle. Russo, bounce pass. Hiltz going into the lane. Dishes it off to Fritz. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Haynes. Back the other way comes Widener.
She fell away off the shot at the last moment. That's probably why it was just off the mark.
Eggie throws up another 3 bomb. That's no good, but rebounded by Lee of Widener.
Keyword throws up, but an offensive rebound for Widener, who has got the advantage right now by 2 in the rebound category.
Carney on the left wing takes it along the baseline, stops, pops, too strong, rebounded by Chaklos. She'll bring it up the floor with no pressure, all the way to the bucket, up and in. Chaklos.
Big mistake from Ferrucci. She crashed weak side glass and did not rotate back after the shot by Carney.
52-50, LVC with a 2-point lead. Out on the right wing is Ferrucci working against Chaklos. Right corner to Carney. Carney goes toward the elbow, left side, Eggie tempted. Now she'll pull up from 2-point land, and she hits it. She's got 18 now.
Well, Hiltz flew at her, and instead of staying under control going at her, when she flew at her, it was an easy step inside by Eggie to tie it back up.
Tied at 52 with 9:35 to go. Chaklos, top of the key, takes it left of the lane, trying to get inside. No, but she is fouled by Ferrucci, and that is number 4.
And that is the matchup that we've been talking about here in the second half, with Ferrucci with those 3 personal fouls she got in the first half. And any time that Chaklos sees her one-on-one against her, she has that confidence to go right at her fellow freshman competitor and picks up number 4 on Ellie Ferrucci.
Chaklos, first one at the line is good. She has only missed 1 of her 7 attempts here in this game.
She's an 82% foul shooter, one of the best in the nation. In fact, in the top 100 in the nation coming into this game with those who have enough attempts.
Second shot, also good. 54-52 LVC with 9:32 to play here in the second half. Up the floor comes Lil Carney with the ball. LVC out there right now with Russo, Chaklos, Fritz, Hiltz, and Bach. Dellinger in the game again for Widener. Takes it to the left side. Gives it off to Eggie. She'll dribble to the right wing. Out front, Dellinger lost it through the hands, but Carney recovers on the wing. Carney with it goes down the lane. Dishes off inside. Haynes up and in.
Just a great look that time from Lil Carney, knowing where her players were, and LVC got caught in a switch down low.
Dellinger, only 2 points in this game. On the first half, here's a steal by Carney and a bad pass by Hiltz. 2-on-1 to the bucket goes Eggie. Her shot is short. Rebounded by Hiltz. She'll get a long pass up to Bach. Bach all alone to the bucket. Lays it up and in. We've got a timeout, LVC. We'll keep it right here with 8:43 to play in this game. 56-54, LVC leading by 2.
Yeah, big mistake from Eggie because she had assistance. It's the difference between a point guard like a Lil Carney running the break and a non-point guard running the break. The point guard instinctively knows that you dribble, penetrate, attack the defensive player on that odd-numbered rush, and that draws the defense. You find the open player. Eggie did not attack Tierney Hiltz, and Hiltz just did a little wave in front of her. It was enough to affect the shot. She missed it. Quick break the other way, and LVC back on top.
We're glad to have you along on WMSS and on the internet, WMSSFM.com. Ticketmaster.com. Two separate links there for you to click on from your computer. And listen to this broadcast. 56-54, LVC up by two. They trailed by as many as eight in this game. Here comes Carney with the basketball. Onto the right side for Dellinger. Tosses it out front. Eggy tempted. Won't take it. Now Carney takes it along the baseline all alone to the bucket. Too strong. She lost it out of bounds, and it's LVC. Oh, they're giving it back to Widener.
Horrible call. Horrible call.
Maybe because she got a little bump from behind. Going for the ball.
But he's actually pointing at somebody saying that that's the person, and there wasn't anybody but Lil Carney who touched that ball.
Dellinger with it. Out front, Carney inside. Haynes gets it free and puts it in and ties it.
Good screening from Widener on the inside. That was allowing Haynes to roll off the low block to the near side, spin to the inside before Borgia could get there.
56-56. Borgia with the ball out front. Hands it off to Hiltz. Hiltz on the left wing, bouncing it to Bach in the paint. Turnaround 10-footer is short. Fight for the rebound. Russo comes up with it. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound knocks back out front. Widener comes up with it. Carney has it.
Russo didn't just shoot the ball. She was looking for contact, and that forced her to miss the shot.
Eggy takes a three. That's too strong. Goes over the backboard. It's LVC basketball. Murphy checking back in. Russo will go out.
Wow, does Eggy have no conscience whatsoever outside? The second she gets the ball, if she has any sort of an inch to try to get that ball up, she's hoisting it.
I don't know what it is. You know, maybe she's just feeling Dellinger doesn't have it going on, so she's got to take over. Here's Murphy with a basketball on the left wing. She'll dribble toward the top of the key. Now she'll take it to the right side to Hiltz. Hiltz with the top of the key. Hiltz goes into the paint, to the bucket. Shot swatted from behind. That's going to be a foul on Eggy.
Oh, and her block was clean. So, yeah, there's body underneath.
I think it might be Pepino.
It's Pepino.
Number
Pepino
three on
underneath. Yeah, Eggy's block was clean. That was a great recovery play from Eggy. And Hiltz blowing by defenders in the lane and picking up some contact underneath to get to the line.
Sixth team foul. Two shots here for Hiltz. First one's good. And LVC will be in bonus from here on out.
John, that was a Hiltz at the line now. A 73% foul shooter coming into this one as Fritz comes in for Bach. Haynes will check out of the game. And Colella will come in for Widener.
Second shot by Hiltz is good. 58-56 LVC with 7:29 to play. Carney brings it up the floor onto the front court. Left side, Eggy. Now Colella holding at the top of the key. A cutting Dellinger to the bucket off the glass and in. She got by Murphy.
That's a tremendous cut and a good look down low. And they cleared out the right side. Murphy overplaying, and that allowed Dellinger just to get that quick step past her. Wide open to the basket.
Dellinger's first bucket of the second half. Here's Checklos. Left side to Murphy. Murphy on the left wing goes to the foul line. Brings it back to the left side down the lane. No good. Rebound swats up in the air. Widener comes up with it. They've got the ball tied at 58. Well, Pride will bring it up the floor. That's going to be Carney. She'll be met by Checklos. Murphy still matched up with Dellinger. Everyone up high right now on the post. Out front, Carney. Takes it toward the left elbow. Now goes down the lane trying to dish it off back door. But Murphy right there on Dellinger recovers it out front to Colella. Left side, Carney takes the three. Got it.
Just had that feeling that was going in because LVC had worked them late in the shot clock. Carney, though, realizing that she needed to take the shot. And LVC didn't recognize it, didn't get right in her face.
61-58. Widener back in front. Here's Fritz right side. Had it knocked out of her hands. It'll be LVC ball underneath the bucket. 6:12 to play, and the Flying Dutchman trail by three.
Nice reach by Dellinger off help defense as Fritz tried to take that inside.
Inbounds pass, Checklos looking to find someone. Gets it into Hiltz in the corner. Hiltz trapped there, double team now. Bounce pass goes back over to Checklos. Now Borgia inside, underhand layup, no good. Rebound swatted out of bounds to the near side by Carney. It's LVC ball.
Yeah, Carney tried to take a chance and hope that the officials thought it was off LVC, but definitely it was Widener who was a little bit higher in that pile going for the rebound.
Inbounds pass comes into Fritz on the wing out front for Hiltz. Hiltz out front, takes it left of the lane, goes down the lane, throws up an ugly running shot from deep, and that is no good. Rebounded by Widener. Here comes Carney the other way for Widener. Passes it over to Eggy on the left side, into the corner. Colella. No good from 15 feet out. Check out Pepino. Rebound. by LVC. Chaklos brings it the other way. Chaklos takes it left of the lane, trying to go inside, high off the glass, and in. Timeout, LVC.
And John, tremendous screen by Liz Borgia, cleared off Carney and allowed the shot from Chaklos to go in. She's got it. She's tied her season high now with 19.
Well, step out five, 29 to play. Widener 61, LVC 60. This is the Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship on WMSS and the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
5:29 to play here in the second half. I'm John Wilsbach. That's Brian Kaiser. It's a one-point lead for Widener here in this Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship game. It has been a doozy. We will be back on the air most likely, hopefully, should be, next Friday with the NCAA basketball playoffs and these Flying Dutchman women.
Leading scorers in the game for Widener, it's Eggy with 18, Carney with 14, Lee has 10 for LVC. Chaklos, we said before, has tied her career high with 19. It's 11 each for Hiltz, Fritz, and Bach.
Widener will bring it up the floor. LVC falls back into a half-court man. Here comes Carney. She's running a show with Ferrucci out with four fouls. Carney, right wing, crossover dribble, had it knocked out by Murphy, and LVC comes up with it. Long pass up the floor. Hiltz has to recover it down in the corner, tosses it out onto the wing to Bach. Bach, left side for Murphy. Murphy takes it toward the paint. Right side for Hiltz. Hiltz it in the left side. Borgia, one bounce, shot no good. Rebounded by Bach, goes out of bounds. Last touch by LVC. It's Widener basketball.
And Borgia, a lot of contact underneath. She went for that shot. Yeah. They let it go. And then Bach touches the ball last as it goes out of bounds. Tough break for LVC.
5:01 to go. LVC down by one. Carney brings it up the floor. She has seven here in the second half. Working against Chaklos. Right corner, Dellinger. Dellinger takes along the baseline. Spin move. A 15-foot fade. No good. Rebound, Chaklos. Back the other way comes LVC. Chaklos tempted to force it up to Hiltz. Keeps it. Plays it up to Murphy down the left wing. Murphy holding. Needs some help out front. Hiltz will collect and hold. Hiltz with it. Top of the key. Bouncing it. Chaklos getting mugged by Carney. Chaklos takes it down to the wing. Now to Bach. 10 on the shot. Hiltz with it at the top of the key, 9 on the shot. Hiltz takes it down the right side, into the corner. Chaklos with 5 on the shot. She'll pull up a 16-footer, no good. Rebound by Bach. She'll bring it back out front, and they'll set it up again.
Great clear out underneath from Bach. She owned the strong side of the glass.
Murphy with it, LVC down by 1. Murphy with it, takes it down the left side of the lane, going to the bucket, off the glass, and in!
What a strong move again from Caitlin Murphy. She's only got 6 in this game, but she has really Rosen forward at times they've needed her.
LVC up by 1 with 3:52 to play. Carney now getting it to Colella. Handing it off to Dellinger. Top of the key for 2. Got it.
Well, they've got their go-to player. And Dellinger finally finds the range off the screen out top. And Murphy had to try to run underneath and could not get there in time.
63-62 wide. And here's Chaklos again going down the lane off the glass. And in! Chaklos now at 21. LVC back in front 64-63 with 3:25 to go.
And the only player speed-wise who can keep up with Chaklos is Ferrucci. She's on the bench with 4 fouls. Carney had no chance.
Colella with the basketball. Handing it off to Dellinger, bouncing it inside. Eggy up, no good, but she's fouled on the inside by Hiltz. Number 2 on Hiltz.
Real smart basketball, though, John, by Widener, as Dellinger had the ball at top. And as that's going on, it's Eggy with the size mismatch against the smaller guard Hiltz, posting her up down low. So when Dellinger had nothing, Eggy was able to get the ball underneath.
First shot, no good by Eggy. That is only, by the way, the third team foul on LVC, for they are in the bonus on Widener.
Eggy on the season is a 72% foul shooter. She usually only averages about 16 points a game. She's been out there for most of this contest, and maybe that has something to do with the fatigue. She makes a second to tie it, though.
64-64, LVC with the basketball. Chaklos, now to Fritz out front. Fritz holding, getting a lot of pressure. Dishes it off Hiltz, right side, trying to go to the bucket. She's fouled from behind by Jennifer Agee. She got past Agee. Agee had to reach over, try to block it. Got the arm, and that'll put Hiltz at the line. Shooting two, and that's the seventh team foul as well on Widener.
As well as Widener's playing right now, it's tough to say that if they don't win this game, they don't deserve to get to the NCAAs, but their resume, with all the losses they had at the beginning of this season, does not probably allow that to happen. So this is their one shot. We'll see if maybe that pressure forces them to press a little bit more as the game goes on.
Hiltz hits them both from the foul line, where she is 5 of 6. It's 66-64, LVC, 2:55 to go. Carney with the basketball for Widener on the left wing. Takes it left of the lane to the bucket. No good, and they're going to call a foul out front. And this will be a reach in.
Chaklos.
On Chaklos.
Yeah, and no doubt about that one.
Only her second.
Well, but a tough situation because Carney, everyone had cleared out on the right wing, and Carney just matching up, and Chaklos looking for some support behind her, but because everyone had spread the floor, there was none there for her, and Carney just got her on the hip.
Carney hits the first at the line, shooting 74% on the season, 3 for 3 from here. Second one is also good. Ties the game again at 66 with 2:51 to play here in the second half. Chaklos for LVC with the basketball. Brings it over onto the left side. Now works back toward the top of the key. Right wing to Hiltz. Hiltz going to the bucket, splitting defense off the glass and in.
Blew right by Agee, and just as Widener a couple series before used Eggie's mismatch against Hiltz in the low block, this time the speed mismatch gives LVC the lead back.
Dellinger with the basketball, tosses it over to Lee. 17-footer, got it. Lee has had a hot hand. She's got 6 in the second half, 12 in the game. Tied at 68 with 2:17 to go.
And a confident step up by Lee, and that's what you need in a crunch time situation.
Chaklos, top of the key, takes it again right of the lane against Carney off the glass, and good for Chaklos. It's 70-68 LVC.
I almost think the coach Kintner has to go back with Ferrucci with the four fouls and take her chances. Carney cannot match one-on-one.
Under 2 minutes to play. Here's Carney the other way. Strong shot, no good. Rebounded by Fritz of LVC. Quickly up the floor comes Hiltz onto the front court. She'll slow it up. Top of the key, holding. Now right side, Fritz with Hiltz. Chaklos out front. Chaklos dribbles to the left side, takes it into the paint, had it stripped out of her hands. Carney comes up with the ball, long pass up to Dellinger. She'll go to the bucket, laying up. No, it's short. She missed it. Fritz with a rebound and a foul on Widener. How does Dellinger, conference player of the year, miss that?
She misses it because she's not in sync because of the early foul trouble, sitting out so long, and has never really got into it. And just took the concentration off for just a moment. And that was enough to hit the underside of the rim. A big time unforced error because nobody for LVC was even trailing to affect the shot.
Yeah, Fritz was the closest one, and she was probably about 5 feet behind. Fritz got the rebound, fouled. Third one on Haynes. Eighth team foul on Widener. Fritz at the line, shooting 1 and 1. It is on the way, and it is good. 3-point lead now for LVC. The biggest lead they've had in this game is only 4 points.
Yeah, and if Fritz can make this one, they'll back up to that, and it'll be a big situation for Widener, who may think that they have to look for a three, and they shoot a lot of them.
Second shot by Fritz is also good. It's a 4-point lead for LVC. 1:30 to play here in the Commonwealth Conference Women's Championship. Carney with the basketball. Left side to Agee. Agee kicks it out to Lee on the wing. Back to Agee in the corner. Puts up a three. It's good. Oh, Agee with her third three of the game. It's 72-71 LVC.
No conscience at all. She just stepped back into that three.
She's on fire. Keep giving it to her, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Her and Lee. Chaklos taking her time, bringing it up the floor with 1:04 to play. LVC leading by 1.
And look for them to spread out, clear for Chaklos, and allow her to penetrate.
13 on the shot. Chaklos now in the front court. Plays it to Murphy, left side. She'll take the jumper. Bullseye for 2. Was it 2 or 3?
They gave her a 2.
They only gave her a 2 as we got a timeout for LVC. We'll keep it right here. The official was a little tentative at first to calling that, I thought. But
well, she had a better look than I did. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we've It was right down in front of the LVC bench. And, man, was it close. But no argument from Ty Goklowski as it's 74-71 LVC with 52 seconds to play.
And a great play call with Jack Lowe's dribble penetrate. And the idea is whoever goes and helps, you're the player who's going to be popping out at that point and being set up for the outside jumper. That was Murphy. Her job was to stick it. She did. And LVC back up by three.
John Wills, Fox, Brian Kaiser, glad to have you along here in Anvil. Lebanon Valley College, the defending Commonwealth Conference champions. Last year making it to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. And what a team, what a squad Todd Goklowski has put together in the last 5-6 years here at LVC.
They're going to have to dig down deep now defensively.
Yep. All right. Here's Dellinger, right corner for Widener. They're down by three. Dellinger's going to take that three. It's off the side of the glass. Lee with a putback, no good. Rebound, LVC, and Bach has it. Gives it off to Hiltz.
I think LVC went zone that time.
Jack Lewis in the backcourt, getting pressure now with Murphy. Murphy against Dellinger. Murphy in the backcourt, giving it off to Hiltz. Hiltz brings it up onto the front court. Almost lost it. Falls to the floor, and we will get a timeout, LVC. He was barking out signals and took away the concentration of Hiltz with the basketball. She almost lost it. 26 seconds to go. 15 on the shot. LVC up by three.
And, John, on that last defensive series, I'll be interested to find this out. LVC does not play zone. I think they came out 2-3 zone, and it shocked Widener that they would be in that formation that they've never seen LVC play, to the point where Dellinger hoisted a quick three. They may also have been under actual instructions that time, trying to get that 2-for-1 opportunity where if you miss the shot, you're at least going to get one more possession. They decided here, with 26 seconds left to go, 15 on the shot, that they would not foul here because they know how good LVC is at the line. And because of that, Widener has got to play tough defense and then hit a three on the offensive end to have a chance to send this to overtime.
Live LVC right now, 20 of 24 from the three throw line in this game.
Correct.
They have not missed at all here in the second half.
Right. After really struggling in the first half from the line, they have been able to shore that up here in the second half and do what they've done all season long. A team that on the season is 75% from the line. That is 20th in the entire country in Division III. That has to play into the decision not to foul here and try to play defense. A bucket, though, here for LVC will probably give them the title.
26 seconds to play. 3-point lead LVC. They'll inbound front court, far side. 15 on the shot clock. Hiltz looking to get it in. And now away from the play,
foul.
He will get a foul.
Carney grabbing the back of Chaklos.
That's number 9 on Widener. So that'll put Chaklos at the line, shooting the 1-1. She has only missed one in this contest. She is 7 of 8.
She's 82%, but she's a freshman. And this is a big moment. They're going to test that situation to see if she can make the clutch shot.
1-on-1 is on the way, and it's good for Chaklos. We saw her after the game the other night in the semifinal. She had a big game there, pounding hard against E-Town, and what a tough freshman.
Big smile on her face after that game. She's going to have an even bigger one if they can knock this one down.
She hits them both. 76-71 LVC, 26 seconds to go. Here comes Carney up the floor for Widener. She'll stop near the three-point line. She'll take the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Hiltz of LVC. She'll hold on. She'll dribble in traffic. She'll stop. She'll give it up to Chaklos, who gets mugged by Dellinger.
The crowd doesn't like it, but you got to do something at that point. You got to try to get in there. And LVC, hey, what a gutty, almost win, 14 seconds away. But what a performance by this team at crunch time when they needed it against a very young Widener team. This team's going to be back in the future, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tremendous basketball over the next few years between these young teams. Widener, Messiah, E-Town, LVC, all bringing a ton back. But LVC looks like they're going to be bringing two straight Commonwealth Conference championships back next year.
Chaklos hits the first one, makes it 77-71 LVC. Second one coming up with 14 seconds to play. She hits it. 78-71 LVC. Up the floor comes Carney. They're down by seven. Carney in the right corner to Eggy. She'll launch a three from outside, way off the mark. Rebounded by LVC, and Checklers will give it off to Murphy. Murphy in the backcourt is fouled by Dellinger. And now, with 1 second on the clock, they'll walk to the other end, and LVC assured of winning back-to-back conference championships and a berth again to the NCAA tournament.
And a team that, when they needed to have a go-to player in the crunch, they turned to the freshman and Kylie Checklos with a career-high 27 points has responded.
Shot by Murphy is good. It is a double bonus. Really doesn't matter with a second remaining anymore. Murphy with 7 in the second half and a fine defensive effort. And Checklos comes out with a monster hug from head coach Todd Goklowski.
For good reason, too. And the senior Murphy will have the ball in her hands to end this one.
She nails them both. And now she'll come out as Escudero checks in. Caitlin Murphy, the senior and a captain. Inbounds pass. This game is over. Lebanon Valley College victorious 80-71 over Widener. And the Flying Dutchman repeat as Commonwealth Conference women's champs and are headed to the NCAA basketball tournament. We invite you now to stick around for the post-game show interviews and statistics. LVC 80, Widener 71, post-game show coming up on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866. Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post-Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post-Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post-Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the students' area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
Here to LVC, Brian Kaiser now joined by Steve Leedy up here in the broadcast booth. John Wilsbach down on the floor. He's going to be talking to a very, very excited and relieved and happy. And I think after a basketball game like this, Steve, all of the emotions you can possibly feel after winning a championship, after a tremendous hard-fought game between LVC and Widener, that LVC wins 80-71.
I tell you, Brad, I've been to a lot of basketball games throughout the course of the year, and this is probably the best game I've seen all year, and maybe for a couple years. I mean, these two teams battled back and forth all game. Credit to Widener. They played a heck of a game the whole way, and down the fourth quarter, or the second half there, once we got to about 10 minutes left, the score was tied, and they just went back and forth.
And they have just announced the Commonwealth Conference playoff tournament MVP. Let's think.
Yeah, this is a shocker.
Kylie Checklos, 27 points here this afternoon. Gets the award from LVC President Steve McDonald. And now LVC will get to go out and the team captain's Erin Schultz. She's going to get there first because she's on three legs right now as opposed to two. And Fritz, Renee Fritz and Caitlin Murphy out there joining her. Tough break for Schultz not being able to play, but she's going to get to celebrate a championship with her teammates as well. They're taking a picture right now with a championship plaque. What a performance in the second half, Steve, by LVC in a couple of main areas. Number one, defense against the three-point shot. Widener, 2 for 13 in the second half from the three-point line. And the other one, and this is a place where all season long LVC has been sensational, the second half when they needed it from the line, 19 for 19. Perfect from the stripe in the second half to ice it.
Well, that's always been a strength of this team. They always shot free throws very well. I mean, in like a span of 14 hours, we went from one end of the spectrum last night where nobody could buy a free throw to what Lebanon Valley did here this afternoon. And you go on 19 for 19 from the free throw line. That's extraordinary. In a championship game with all the pressure,
yes.
That's just phenomenal.
In a championship game with all the pressure, and a freshman will lead them. Yes. A little bit familiar because 4 years ago there was a freshman that led them in that game with Messiah too, although they didn't get the win over at Messiah. They fought hard and lost that game when Andrea Hoover and Susie Noyes and Erin Schultz and that group came through at that point and were a shocking finalist. And now this, after now the fifth straight appearance in the championship, it's two straight now for LVC. Let's roll some statistics quickly in this one for LVC. Kylie Chaklos, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. She turned it over 5 times. They'll live with that, I think. Moving on with the other players who had double digits, and there were 5 of them this afternoon. Tierney Hiltz, a gutty performance, played every minute of the second half with that injury, and she had 15 in the ballgame and 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Renee Fritz, 13 points for Renee Fritz. It was a double-double from Caitlin Bach, 11 and 11. 10 points for Caitlin Murphy. A couple points each for Gia Russo and Liz Borgia in the contest. For Widener, they were led by Jennifer Egge off the bench with 22 points. 16 points for Lil Carney. But between the two of them, they shot 13 out of 41. Remember those numbers from a game we did last night. Of course, those were foul shots in that one. It was, and the two of them were a combined 5 of 19 outside the three-point arc. This will be a theme going on later on. 12 points for Francisca Lay, and Lay had 7 rebounds to lead Widener in this one. Carney also had 8 assists. She was dropping dimes all over the place. Vanessa Haynes with 7 points, 6 points for Kate Dellinger, and the Commonwealth Conference Player of the Year, shut down by foul trouble in the first half and by never really getting into the flow in the second half. Allie Ferrucci, 4 points. Lindsay Pepino with 4 points. Nothing else for Widener in this ball game. Rebounding edge ended up LVC by 3, 46-43. The Flying Dutchman did turn the ball over 4 more times than the Pride, 16-12. Shooting percentage in the game. LVC, they were 47% in the second half, 44% overall. They ended the game 0 for 5 from outside the arc, but did not take a single three-point basket in the second half when they outscored Widener by 17. And from the line, they were 26 of 30 for the game, 87%. You're going to win a lot of ball games as a team when you shoot that way from the line. For Widener in the game, they were 35% in the second half, 37% overall. From the three-point line, just 2 of 13, 15% in half number 2, 24% for the game. They went 6 of 25 overall, so they took a lot of them, didn't make a whole lot of them. Foul shots, 9 for 13 overall, 69% for the game for Widener. Tremendous game, though, between these two teams. And I think the thing that's tough from me is I look at this Widener team, Steve, and because we've seen NCAA tournament action, we've seen Division III tournament play, and we know what a Division III team looks like, we know what it looks like. It's tough for Widener not to make this a tournament. Let's go down on the floor. John Wilsbach has Todd Goklowski.
Todd Goklowski, congratulations. Back-to-back Commonwealth Conference championships. This was one heck of a game.
It was a heavyweight fight. I mean, both teams just slugged it out. It was a really, really great game. And let me salute Widener and their coaching staff and players for a really outstanding championship today. It's unfortunate there had to be a loser out of this game. Really proud of our team and our effort, and glad to be champions 2 years running.
We battled back a couple times from 8 points down in this. Girls kept their composure. Tierney Hiltz a little banged up, playing like a true champion.
Well, Tierney suffered an injury on Wednesday night and almost did not play today, and it was touch and go. She really showed a lot of heart, as did Kylie Chaklos.
Chaklos, a freshman, what she has done, especially these last two games, playing like a senior.
Well, Kylie is a savvy basketball player. She wants to make plays. And once you turn her loose and you get her in open spots, and I thought her teammates did that tonight, she can really score the ball. I don't know how many points she scored tonight, but she really hit clutch play after clutch play for us when we needed it.
Dellinger, the Commonwealth Conference Player of the Year, but you guys really put the grips on her in the first half. She got a little hot here at the end and missed that layup, but great job defensively.
We didn't do anything different for any particular player on Widener. We decided to play LVC defense. And then do our best to not allow one particular player to get hot. I thought number 11, Jennifer Eggie, had a tremendous game. Really respect and admire her championship effort today.
Yeah, she nailed three threes out there.
And we really couldn't contain her, and we challenged her, and she hit shots. But fortunately, we were able to get enough defensive stops to come out on top.
All right, this has been another fun season for you. Had a couple little breakdowns during the season, just a couple losses here and there, but that was it. And to get back to the NCAA tournament says a lot about you, this basketball program, and what this team can do.
Well, I think it's all about the team and our players. If you look at last year's team, we graduated the conference player of the year, two-time conference player of the year, and an All-American at our point guard spot. Another first-team All-Conference in Susie Noyes, and our rookie of the year, Lauren Roll, did not play this year. So for the rest of this group to step up and claim their own championship and create their own identity in our basketball family, I could not be more proud.
I know Mike Ebersole, the PA announcer here, trying to encourage that selection committee to be back here next weekend to host, but very good chance that is likely, and I know you'd like it to be here too.
Well, I think we'll be in the mix, and you know, hopefully the NCAA committee was listening or in attendance and enjoyed it. No, really, we respect the process, and wherever we're sent, whether we're here or elsewhere, we're glad to participate.
We always say great playing on the floor, great coaching from the bench. Congratulations.
You're very kind. Thanks, John.
Todd Goklowski, back upstairs. We'll be down in a moment.
Thank you very much, John. And Coach Goklowski, always very, very gracious, very guarded. A lot of the things that he ends up saying, I know. But has done, and no offense to Vonnie Kaufman over at Elizabethtown, but for my money, with what he had to do this year, Coach Goklowski is my Commonwealth Conference Coach of the Year. Let's go down to John. He has Tierney Hiltz.
All right, I've got Tierney Hiltz right here next to me. 15 I got on this one, and you were questionable coming into this one, Tierney. But my goodness, you rose up, didn't you?
Yeah, we weren't sure if I was going to play. I tore something in my leg, so I wasn't sure. It was actually a game time decision. After our warm ups, coach asked me, and I was like, "I'm good to go." I wanted to play for the team. You know, it's a championship game. You just adrenaline's rushing, so I didn't even feel it. I feel it now, but before.
Well, you were down by 8 a couple times this game, but you guys never panicked. Yeah. You held in there.
Yeah. Like I said before, I keep telling everyone, coach always tells us it's a roller coaster ride. He says it's going to be ups and it's going to be downs. So we just kept riding the roller coaster, and at one point it just clicked, like it always does for us, and just clicked, and we just rode it.
Back-to-back championships. You're a big part of that last year and this year, and you get to go back to the big tournament, too.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think it was our second time in school history to win. So the repeat was nice. Kylie stepped up huge for us. She was a big reason why we came through this year in general and then in today's game.
Widener played a great game. Your former teammate at Eastern, Dellinger, yeah. Seeing you guys shut her down, she seemed to be struggling in this one.
Yeah, that was our game, like not really our game plan, but that's like what we wanted to do, stop their shots. And she's a great player, and she deserved the Comets Player of the Year for a reason. She got it for a reason, so she deserved it. But as a team, we just collectively stopped her.
All right, a lot of PT on that this week. We'll see you Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Tierney Hiltz back upstairs.
Thank you very much, John. We'll keep it right here because John is just going to keep looking for people to talk to. He's like that guy down there on the floor, Steve. He's just looking for somebody to hug. And there's lots of people who want to hug him. Let's go. Well, I don't know that Renee Fritz is going to hug him, but at the same time, John's going to probably try. Back to John.
Another big, strong game for you and another championship. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This one was back and forth, wasn't it? They battled strong against.
Yeah, this was an awesome game to have our championship game. I mean, they fought hard. It was down to the last 30 seconds. I mean, you can't ask for anything better.
What about your game? You seem the past month or so to really be grinding out even stronger on the inside.
I think it just is maturity, just realizing that's what you have to do. I mean, yeah.
Well, you're back in that championship game again on Friday night, and you guys are no stranger to it. You got the taste of it last year going to the Elite Eight, so just a matter of enjoying this today and getting ready for next week.
Absolutely. We're going to have fun with this today, and we're going to think about next week on Monday's practice.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Renee Fritz back upstairs.
Thank you very much, John. He's going to look for somebody else to talk to. I'm sure he's going to look for Kylie Chaklos, also Caitlin Murphy, a couple of key individuals in this situation here today. And LVC, just to let people know. Now, you know what? Back to John.
Caitlin, strong game, battling strong on the inside. This was a war down here today.
Yeah, it was. They're a tough team, and they play really physical, and, you know, they play all 40 minutes. So.
You guys never panicked. Down by eight a couple times. You just kept battling back. Got a few there on the lead and then lost that. Just a back-and-forth contest, but down the stretch is where you hung on.
Yeah, you know, Coach always emphasizes the fact that basketball is a game, you know, riding the waves and everything. So we just definitely played our ups and played our lows. So I think we finished, obviously, on a high. So.
And then to be the conference champions again and going back to the NCAA says a lot about the program, how hard you guys all worked all season.
Yeah, you know, we come out preseason, work really hard, and, you know, I think it really shows, obviously, with our results. And I'm just really proud to be with all these people. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Caitlin Bach back upstairs.
Thank you very much, John. He's going to keep digging in the pile, looking for more Flying Dutchman ladies to talk to. Let's just say I got a message to send out right now. Messiah, you're welcome. Because now Messiah, due to the loss today by Widener and LVC, securing what they already figured to have anyways, an automatic bid. And now Widener out. Messiah has a chance to be back in.
I'm with Liz Borgia now. Another championship for you. Congratulations, big win.
Yeah, it's a great win. It's a team win. So it just feels good to be with everyone. We were all there 100% on time. Whether you're on the floor, on the bench, you just felt it. And I think that's the thing that really carries us in our win. So,
has been some strong battles for you on the inside, and they needed you again today.
Yeah, it's a lot of banging in there, but, you know, you just got to play with your heart, and I just dig in and use my body and push them back, and that's what you got to do, especially against a team like that. So they're tough inside.
You guys know what it's like to get back to that NCAA tournament now, back-to-back conference championships, now going to the tournament, and enjoy today, but a whole week ahead of preparation.
Yeah, it's great. We're definitely going to, you know, celebrate this win and be so excited about it because this is, you know, one of our big goals, like main goal of our season. But, you know, we're excited for NCAAs, and we're going to have to use this week to prepare for that, too. So it's something we're looking forward to.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Liz Borgia back upstairs.
Thank you very much, John. Selection show will be on Monday at 2:30. The women's selection show for the NCAA, and we know one team for sure from this game that is going to be in it. It's going to be LVC, who will have the automatic bid from the Commonwealth Conference as they get the win today by a score of 80-71 in the women's championship game. Two straight for LVC. For Widener, their first ever loss in the Commonwealth Conference championship game. They had been here before, twice before, won both times, but this time they fall to defeat at the hands of the Flying Dutchman. I see not many strands left on that net up there, Steve. Doesn't look like John's going to get a chance at it because Coach Kuklowski Looks like he's going to finish it off. Back to John.
Riley Chaklos now and player of this tournament. Congratulations, 27 today. And, man, you are taking a raid at him.
Yeah, it was a big game. I mean, Coach prepared us well, and as a team, it's something we wanted for our seniors, you know, Murph and Fern. They lost them their freshman year, and this is just huge for them. They deserved it.
Ferrucci, you were battling with her for a while, kept getting her into foul trouble, and you're not afraid to take it right into the traffic, are you?
No, I guess that's a little bit of the cold region in me. We're not afraid to go to the hole, but I know I have faith in my bigs. If I miss, I know they're putting it right back up there for me.
Yeah, and you were getting banged around, battled around the other night against E-Town, and, man, you just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and what a season it's been for you as a freshman.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I mean, we come together so well, and everybody wants to win. It's not for ourselves. It's for each other. It's for Coach. I mean, he deserves this, and our whole team deserves it.
Congratulations on your first conference championship and going to the NCAAs.
I can't wait. We're going dancing.
All right. Kylie Chaklos back upstairs.
Thank you very much, John. We'll see what John's going to do. This is just as much fun almost as the game, watching John just with a big smile on his face, walking and walking and walking. I know he still has to get Caitlin Murphy at some point. She's walked up to the rafters hugging people. So he's going to work towards her at some point. I'm going to take a look if we get the opportunity. I'm looking for other games that are going on. The other side, the men's side, for those of you wondering, in the Commonwealth Conference, at halftime, a score that we have from that one, it is Messiah all over Lycoming, 42-23. So the Messiah men look like they are getting their ticket punched to the NCAAs. But we're going to go to a senior who has her ticket punched again. John, with Caitlin Murphy.
I'm here with Caitlin Murphy. Congratulations. Back to the championship, I should say winning the championship again and back to the NCAA tournament again. What a big game this was for you guys.
It was full of momentum. It was up and down. It was so many emotions, yeah. But there was never a doubt, and I don't think anybody on our team felt more connected and more proud of each and every person who stepped on the floor, and I think that's what won it.
Yeah, and as the senior on this team, the leadership you have given after losing two key players after last year, how this team has responded back to get where they are right now says a lot about you and this team.
I appreciate it, but really I think we had big play from some younger players, and it was contagious. You know, one layup, one stop, one steal, it turned into something that was beautiful, and we just kept playing, and look what happened. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and defensively, really shutting Dellinger down on this game. Really frustrated her, too, in the first half and only a couple buckets in the second half. And then missed there near the end that was so crucial for their team. But, again, a great defensive effort by the team.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, we take pride on it, and I think we're going to continue to get better at it. And we only got better as the game went on is all you can ask for. So thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, Caitlin Murphy, back upstairs.
We're going to step out for a break. We'll let John recuperate from all of his interviewing. And 80-70, the final score here. LVC beats Widener in the Commonwealth Conference Championship. Back to put a bow on this present when we come back on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, Luminaries of the 20th Century in Art, Politics, and Culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
Middletown Swim Club on North Union Street across from the high school is accepting new members. Anyone can join, and you don't have to be a Middletown resident. Summer will soon be here. While other pools have gone out of business, the Middletown Swim Club has been around for over 50 years. As a member, you're also part owner of a private club. Membership information is available from Brent Berger at 903-9545. That's 903-9545.
Welcome back one final time here to LVC Gymnasium. Brian Kaiser along with John Wilsbach, who has returned to the broadcast booth fresh off his interviewing stint down on the floor. And John, an emotional game the entire way through. And then you can just hear, you know, just the emotion down on the floor. These young ladies are very, very satisfied with what they set out to do from day one, and they've accomplished it.
Yeah, you know what? I love these girls. You love them, too, because they've got a lot of class. They're hardworking, and you talk about girls who stay focused and are great to be around, how hard they work for Todd Goklowski and what he's done with this program. It says a lot about them, and, you know, they've worked so hard this season. They had a couple downers this season with that loss with F&M, really kind of made the team take a hard look inside of itself there at the midway point of the season, and they responded from that. Had that loss there at Widener. You know what? They battled back, and this one they knew was going to be a war just because of losing that one down at Widener, having a tough one here against Widener. What a matchup it was, but they worked hard. They stuck with the game plan, and they got it done.
Let's go back. 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. It was a 68-all score between right. these two. And Kylie Jacklow says she has done in this game over and over again, was able to drive to the basket, take her mismatch of speed, and go to the basket and drive for two. And after that, there was a missed shot for Widener. LVC got the rebound, but then a turnover, and Kate Dellinger, player of the year in the Commonwealth Conference Championship, had an uncontested layup opportunity on her strong hand, her right hand, and nobody near her. She inexplicably misses the layup, and it was all over at that point. It was a two-point lead for LVC at that point, and Renee Fritz got the rebound. She was fouled, made both foul shots, and they never got a chance after that to even the score.
Yeah, Dellinger, only a junior. She's back one more year, but it was a mistake, uncharacteristic of her.
Very.
But she had seemed flat the entire game, started getting the hot hand late there because all of a sudden she got two quick buckets late in the contest. Seemed like she was finally starting to kick it in, but to miss that shot was so crucial.
At that time, you
can't blame the loss on her, but that was certainly a critical miss on the part of her team. And you wonder what would have happened then at that point, how the game would have changed at that point. But, yeah.
Something that we have said time and time this year also about LVC is this. At the end of the game, you don't want to be behind this team because they're not going to allow you to get back in the game by trading foul shot for basket, because they're going to put you away at the foul line. 19 for 19 in the second half for LVC, including foul shot after foul shot down the stretch. Renee Fritz, who is not a great foul shooter by any stretch, 50% on the season coming into this one, hit all three of her foul shots, including two big ones with a minute and a half left to go. Chaklos was lights out at the line at the end. Hiltz also hit some big ones. Murphy was able to knock some down at the end when the game was on the line. A tremendous team effort here from Lebanon Valley College and a very deserving Commonwealth Conference champion. We could have said the same thing, though, a very deserving champion about Widener they were tremendous in defeat.
Yeah, had they won, they played tough in this game from the start. They had 8-point leads at different times in this game, and Alyssa Kintner was doing an outstanding job, I thought, with how she was changing things up and the substitutions she had to make at certain times in this one. But, you know, when it comes down to it, and I know that her and Todd Goklowski are good friends and certainly appreciate each other and have deep respect and admiration for each other, but a great job, once again, by Todd Goklowski. I thought at times in his games, he called the timeouts at the right times,
yep,
changed things at the right time, put the players in at the right times that needed to be in, and made those right moves second for second when it counted in this contest.
I think both these teams really identified mismatches extremely well on the offensive end of the floor, especially. Both teams did a good job with that all game long. But at the end, LVC victorious. Widener will bring back, let's see, let me name the only senior on their entire roster, Lindsay Pepino. Outside of her, everybody comes back.
Yeah.
We
could see this again next year, and not to forget about Messiah next year.
Oh, you definitely don't want to forget about Messiah. And you also don't want to forget about Elizabethtown right now.
Yeah.
Because they bring just about everybody back. So Messiah brings virtually everyone back. Elizabethtown brings virtually everyone back. Widener brings virtually everyone back. LVC, outside of Murphy and Aaron Schultz, who will not be back, they will bring just about everybody back. And that's not even talking about what will probably be excellent recruiting classes potentially for all of those teams, because all of those teams have shown they're willing to play players that are ready to go at the Division III level.
And Schultz, of course, helped establish his program her first 3 years. The last 2 years they won the conference championship, she didn't even get a chance to play, sitting out with injuries. So losing her obviously won't hurt this team. It would have been nice had those threes been available, and she would have been at her junior strength that we saw of her that year. She hit 80-some three-pointers. But, yeah, only losing Caitlin Murphy. But what the conference returns next year, it's going to be another big battle amongst many of the teams. And this LVC team will have its hands full once again. But what a great job they had done. And, you know, you wonder when you look at a guy named Todd Goklowski and how great of a job he's done recruiting since day one coming to this program, if he is even given more support, more maybe financial assistance from the university, and what he could do with players and recruiting. It's just unbelievable what he has done with his resources that are made available.
They have really maximized effort and performance here, mm-hmm, and it has resulted in their second straight Commonwealth Conference championship. That's why Monday will be a very enjoyable and stress-free situation for the Lebanon Valley Flying Dutchman women. They are safely dancing in the NCAA tournament next weekend. This selection show is this Monday, 2:30, and I know the team gets together at that time. They have a very nice little get-together and get to wait and see where their name will be placed. And they know that they will be in the field. And the only question now, outside of opponent and who's going to be with them, is where will they be? And you have to figure at this point, as probably the number two team out of the Mid-Atlantic region, you have to figure they have a very good chance at hosting next weekend.
You know, and it's kind of amusing down on the sideline there, because the PA announcer, Mike Ebersole, announces about it. And Todd Goklowski turned around and said, you know, hopefully we're hosting. And he's like, oh, what? And he goes, hopefully we're hosting. And he goes, oh, we're hosting. And he announces it to the crowd that they're hosting. Meanwhile, Rick Beard and I, the athletic director, are standing there. We're looking over at him saying, maybe we'll host. Maybe we'll host. But all he heard was we're hosting.
Yeah.
And of course, gives that to the crowd. But I would have to think that it's a very strong 80-90% possibility that they should get the nod here to play at LVC next weekend. On Friday night, they win that. Then they would also play on Saturday night.
Yeah, regardless, we will be with them,
mm-hmm,
next Friday, whether it's here or if it's out in Oregon. Well, they won't do that. But no matter where they are, we will be with them next Friday night and hopefully next Saturday night as well. So clear your calendar. If it's here at LVC, we invite you to come on out and support the team. If it's not at LVC, we invite you to go wherever it is and support the team. But regardless, if you are not going to be in attendance, we invite you to listen to the game just like you have here this afternoon. here on WMSS 91.1 FM and also on the internet as well.
All right, final score once again here, Lebanon Valley College 80, Widener 71, and LVC, the Women's Commonwealth Conference champions for the second straight year. I want to thank our studio producer, Ashley Jerome, our engineer, Steve Leedy, for Brian Kaiser. This is John Wilsbach thanking you for tuning in. We'll see you Friday night here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. You've been listening to Lebanon Valley College Basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Lebanon Valley College, and by Voice Ring of PA. Your home for the best in Lebanon Valley College sports is WMSS Middletown.